Company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by...
If this deal holds, the world's a safer place.
Deadly shootings in Salt Lake City.
Probably 15, 20 shots.
And Philadelphia. And the House debates Iraq.
An unbinding resolution opposing sending more troops.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It may be the breakthrough the international community was hoping for. A tentative deal that could help diffuse nuclear tensions on the Korean Peninsula. That's the word from talks in Beijing, where CBS's Celia Hatton filed this report.
North Korea's agreed to shut down its main nuclear reactor in the next 60 days. In return, Kim Jong-il's regime will receive 50,000 tons of heavy fuel oil, fuel it can use to generate electricity. If the North irreversibly terminates the reactor, it will get another 950,000 tons of fuel, given equally from the U.S., China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Any optimism about what's described as a solid step forward is tinged with caution here because North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il is just so unpredictable. But nuclear expert Joseph Cirincione believes the agreement can work.
The beauty of this deal is that it's set up in a step-by-step process. They do part of the deal, we do part of the deal. If everybody's happy, we go to the next phase.
But confirming that the secretive North reveals all of its nuclear facilities and shuts them down will be a challenge. This deal comes just 4 months after North Korea stunned the world by testing a nuclear bomb. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The police in two cities are searching for the motives in a pair of shootings that have left 10 people dead. There was terror at a Salt Lake City mall last night when witnesses say a man in a trench coat began shooting anyone in sight.
It was a shotgun, and he reloaded a number of times. I didn't count the shots, but it was at least 20.
He looked up, and he shot at me twice, and one of them just grazed my head.
A lot of us are calling 911. People are panicking. It's horrible.
The 18-year-old gunman killed five people and wounded four others before he was shot to death. And in Philadelphia, three people were killed in a shooting at a business meeting. Deputy Police Commissioner Richard Ross.
It appears as though he was upset about something that was going on in the company. He got into an argument, you know, with several of the people in that board of directors meeting.
The gunman learned a gun on himself after getting into a shootout with police. And there is late word this morning of an unknown number of dead in the East Arkansas town of Palestine. No let up in the deadly bombings in Iraq. Today in western Baghdad, a suicide bomber detonated his truck near a college, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 27 others. On Capitol Hill, as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss tells us, the House launches debate on its own non-binding anti-escalation resolution.
It's only two sentences long, says Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel, to make its point clearly and simply.
This is an up or down vote on the policy enunciated by the president.
It's a terrible idea, says South Carolina Republican Gresham Barrett.
It will do nothing more than undermine the mission in Iraq, weaken the morale of our troops, and embolden our enemy.
When the vote is taken, it is likely Democrats, with some Republican support, will deliver an historic vote of no confidence in the president's military decisions. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
With the troop buildup poised to hit high gear, do Americans think it will help? Most don't, according to a new CBS News poll. Sarah Dutton is Deputy Director of Surveys.
67% say the fighting between Iraqis may now be beyond the U.S. military's control. Only 25% of Americans think the U.S. military can be effective in lessening the violence between Iraqis.
Nearly half those asked in the poll think Congress should block funding for any more troops in Iraq. Another hat lands in the presidential ring today. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney officially announces he's in the running for the Republican nomination. But they're not putting the shovels away yet. After digging their way through nearly 12 feet of lake effect snow during the past 10 days, communities in northern New York are bracing for another foot or more from a storm that's now moving through the Midwest. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Denver could well be on its way to breaking a record, but it might be a dubious distinction for many of us. As of today, there's been measurable snow on the ground for 55 days, the third longest stretch on record. The record of 63 consecutive days set back in the winter of 83-84 could be broken if predictions for low temperatures and snow flurries come true for the rest of the week.
Freezing drizzle reported around the area, and a whole lot of moisture to work with. Deep upslope winds coming in behind that front, which is backing into the front range from the east. And with that upslope flow continuing, we will see the flurries, freezing drizzle, and fog. That'll be with us for the early morning drive.
9 News meteorologist Kathy Sabin saying a winter weather advisory has been posted for the Front Range. Panhandling could soon be illegal in the seat of the second richest county in the nation. Castle Rock's town council tonight slated to begin debating a proposal to ban begging at intersections. Violators would get a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. And Governor Ritter is hopping mad. He says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is basing its denial of crop disaster aid on criteria that are impossible to meet. Ritter says so much snow remains on the ground that farmers and ranchers are having difficulty assessing their losses. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. And not a bad start at all, and no report of wrecks right now, but definitely areas of patchy fog, wet roads around the metro area, also south of Denver between Castle Rock and Monument Hill. You'll likely be scraping that windshield. Slow down on ramps, bridges, and overpasses, and it is wet and icy in spots along I-70 between Denver and the Vail Pass. If you're headed up into the high country, chain laws over the Loveland Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, cloudy, cold, freezing, drizzle, and...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
What about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Every kiss begins with K.
For all store locations or to shop anytime, visit K.com.
The Osgood File, February 13th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. My name is Russ Johnson, in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, I just thought you had lost even more weight and shaved off the beard. I was going to say, boy, Jay, I don't even recognize you.
John M., it is good to see you. It has been, it has been a long, long time. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to have you here.
I get the call last night, and Jay apparently needing to take the day off. He is a little under the weather today. So I am going to do my best to keep you company until 10 o'clock this morning. Lots of interesting things to talk about. I had planned to come in here, and I still want to do this, say a few things about Barack Obama and his apology, if you haven't heard about this. Apparently, he said on Sunday night, the very same night that he was featured on 60 Minutes, but not on 60 Minutes, he told some people at a rally that the 3,000 soldiers dead in Iraq, their lives were wasted. And then the very next day, he came back and apologized for that comment. And I would imagine folks have something to say about it. John M., you think...
I'm ticked off.
...that he apologized.
Yeah.
Not that he said what he said.
No.
And would you feel differently if it was not during a presidential campaign? Like, if you're going to throw it out there, you have a responsibility to stand by it. Is that your point?
Yeah, I think he was speaking his mind. He was speaking the truth. He was speaking what a lot of people think, that this whole adventure, misadventure in Iraq has been a disaster. Not to say that the troops haven't died heroically, but they've died for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, it's just like Vietnam.
It's one of those truths that hurts, is the reality as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and for him to apologize, to me, just reinforces that image that people have of Democrats, that you know, they pull their punches. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
I'm trying to approach this, and I have a frog stuck in my throat. I'm trying to approach this as a campaign doctor for Barack Obama. He comes out, he says something. He's obviously not yet trying to appeal to people who are more center-minded. It might be a little early for that, but his doctors on the campaign think that that's the way to go and to apologize. And so now you have this vacuum where it looks like he'll say one thing, and then it's like a trial balloon. If it doesn't fit just right, he'll go back and amend the record.
Yeah, that ticks me off, because I think the beauty of Obama and the thing that's excited a lot of people is the fact that he seems so authentic, that he's not run by the spin doctors and the image consultants. Mm-hmm. You know, unlike Hillary, every time, not to really put a serious knock on Hillary, but the thing that bugs me about her is every time you look at her, every time she opens her mouth, you can see the wheels moving. You can see she's triangulating. You know, it's like, okay, let's see, what can I say that's going to offend the least number of people? And And that that bugs me. I mean, I love what Obama said about John Howard, the Australian Prime Minister, after he came out and knocked Obama. And then Obama came back and said, well, you know, if you're so hot on all this, how can you only get 1,400 Australian troops over there?
Mm-hmm.
So which shows that Obama can punch, and he can punch hard.
Well, I want to give folks a comment, a chance to comment on this. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600, but you probably knew that in today's Rocky Mountain News. Paul Campos writing an editorial that deserves a mention, comparing the outlook on the war with Hillary's view on the war and that of Barack Obama. I keep worrying that I'm saying his name wrong. And I'm so on guard to make sure that I do not say his name wrong that I very well may inadvertently say it wrong. The other thing that's going on, it's like the 800-pound gorilla in the room here this morning. There was a massive shooting in Salt Lake City. Apparently, six people are dead. The gunman shot five person. He was killed by police. Rest assured, I have been around the talk radio game long enough to know that the right-wingers will be making a lot of hay out of this and trying to use it as an opportunity to catapult their own agenda. And for the official record, let me say that while I think it's a tragedy, thank God it was a policeman, an off-duty policeman, who shot and killed the gunman. Because if it had been some quack with a concealed carry,
yeah,
it's all that we would hear about for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
Is how great it was that an armed civilian was able to kill this guy, and thankfully it was the police who got him, I guess. 303-713-7600, the telephone number. I do want to take some calls here this morning and be very upfront about my feelings concerning this comment that was made by Barack Obama. He probably should not have said it in the first place, even if it was the truth. And while I say that, I recognize that I am wrestling with this because in my mind, you want a candidate who is upfront, who is candid, who will tell the truth. Privately, people will acknowledge, yes, the war has been a waste. And the people who gave their life for this war, they also, their lives have been wasted. They were cut down in the prime of their life. That is a waste, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm curious as to whether or not it's the right thing to do to be a presidential candidate and say it. Maybe you find it refreshing. John M. wishes that he had not gone back and apologized and softened his remarks. It's going around these days. I see this morning in the news the President of the United States now trying to dampen down talk about Iran and their role in Iraq. Although I'm holding right here, and I will share this as we continue through the morning. Dateline, the 31st day of January, USA Today article, it was pretty clear then that the administration was wanting to pin what was going on Iraq on the Iranians.
Yeah, that yesterday Tony Snow gets up there and says, oh, well, you know, it's you reporters who are making a big deal out of all this.
Yeah, blame the media.
Yeah.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you
you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system for real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
This is Bill Winter. I'll be the MC on Saturday, February 24th, as the Douglas County Democrats welcome Congresswoman Grace Napolitano to our third annual Clinton Carter Dinner. For information, visit DouglasDemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Denver. It is 6:21 in the morning. Your radio is on AM 760 for Progressive Talk. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. We are off to a glorious start. J. Marvin has the day off. Well, I was looking here at the call board. One call in particular caught my attention, and that person has apparently chickened out. They wanted to begin the show this morning by saying that something I said already this morning was asinine. I don't think I've said anything asinine. Maybe they're confusing me with something that John M. said this morning. The big news this morning, Barack Obama, at least on the political front, the big news, Barack Obama has apologized for saying a day earlier that the 3,000 soldiers killed in Iraq had their lives wasted. Nice touch. Not the kind of thing that I would suggest my candidate say. If I was running the Barack Obama campaign, I can assure you that immediately following the comments from the senator, I would want to have words with him. Not everybody is on the same page, though, obviously. Because John M. feels that if you're going to say something like that, I guess you have a responsibility to stand by those words. I guess I'm more Machiavellian in that I would want to try and stay on the good side of the voters for as long as I can. And I got to be honest, I think that there are going to be some things that come out about Barack Obama, and I can't help but feel that he's just being led to the sacrificial altar. That there is this great feeling of optimism concerning his campaign, or at least there was until he made this comment, and that privately lots of people know that a candidate who smokes, who has admitted to doing cocaine and smoking weed, is probably a person who has more than a few skeletons in their background. But that's not my topic this morning. Instead, I want to reach out and talk with you about your feelings concerning this comment. And let's start at the foundation of the comment. Number one, is it true? Is it true that after you graduate from high school and decide you're going to serve your country in the military, and you get sent over to Iraq, a war that most Americans are not in support of right now, although they won't do anything about it? In fact, coming up, maybe I'll say a few things about the apathy that seems to be sweeping this country these days. But nonetheless, Barack Obama enjoys this position where he didn't have to vote on the war resolution, so he's not boxed into a corner like Senator Edwards or Senator Clinton. He didn't have to vote on the war authorization, and so since he has been opposed to the war from the very beginning, as have I, he has a little bit more room to express himself, he feels. And he feels that the 3,000 soldiers, or he felt that the 3,000 soldiers who gave their life, their lives were wasted. Next day, he apologizes. And as I was mentioning, if I was one of his campaign doctors, I don't think I would have been very happy with that take. Maybe privately, when you're sitting around with your buddies having a beer, maybe collectively in the back of our minds, we all know, yep, it's a real tragedy that these men and women gave their lives for an effort that is going to ultimately be proven to be futile. Let's take some phone calls here this morning. Let's start with Bob in Denver. You're on 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
I'm okay with someone saying it was wasted, because I know they were wasted. They were wantonly sacrificed. It's going to be even worse in the future the way it's going right now.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think then that he apologized?
Because, well, when you got a trillion-dollar press that now is basically all pro-Republican and pro-war, if you just follow what they're saying, you know, kind of underneath their breath, you know, with the media trying to ramp everything up and, you know, actually pushing them, encouraging them, I mean...
Well, wait, let me say something. Barack Obama said he misspoke. Do you think he's not telling the truth? Or do you think that at the time that he made the comment, he really felt that way, and then after he walked off and wasn't behind the podium anymore and the staffers came up to him, he realized, oh, man, I've really stepped in it, and then he changed his position?
Well, the trouble is, I mean, I don't know how you get out of it, because once you said it, because when you've got the right-wing media and you've got, 5,000 right-wing stations that are going to be pumping out all their garbage, you know, I mean, you're...
So was he compelled to apologize from your point of view?
I think that anybody who gets out there and says anything that's true right now gets compelled to say just the opposite, because, you know, listen to what's happening. You'll probably hear all the stuff from these right-wing stations for the next, you know, 6 weeks on this stuff, and they won't let it go. And
I agree with you. I think that they will make a lot of hay out of it. It'll be interesting to see how the right-wingers handle this news with Barack Obama today, especially in light of the fact that we've had this massive shooting in Salt Lake City that's resulted in the death of 6 people. You also know all the right-wing stations across the country are going to use this as an opportunity to bang the drum for encouraging people to carry concealed weapons, which is something else I'd be more than game to talk about this morning. I see the ads in the newspaper all the time. For $125, you can go take a class and you can carry a concealed weapon. And I could go on all morning on that. But I don't want to confuse you. We just had a line open up. It's 303-713-7600. I'm interested and curious about your take on Barack Obama and his need to apologize for saying that the soldiers in Iraq who gave their life wasted their lives. Here is Mark in Denver. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Very good, sir.
Well, you asked for a conservative point of view, so I figured I'd call.
I don't remember asking for a conservative point of view. I don't think that way, but I don't care whether you're conservative, liberal, or whatever. I want you to bring it and back it up.
All right. Well, first of all, I think that if he said it and he believes it, then he has no reason to say, I apologize for it.
That's what I'm trying to get your opinion on, though. He says he misspoke when he said that their lives were wasted. You suspect that he probably wasn't misspeaking, And he meant it and then tried to back off the comment, I suspect.
Well, if he misspoke, then he misspoke his true feelings. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing that I don't like about politicians. If they would start going around and speaking their mind and speaking what they believe instead of what they think is going to get them elected, I'd have a lot more respect for them. You're saying that Edwards and Clinton are boxed into a corner because previous votes?
Well, not so much Edwards, I don't think, because he has come clean. He has said he's made a mistake. Hillary Clinton has yet to actually admit that she made a mistake. She's still trying to couch her answer and, wanting to appeal to everyone and cast as wide a net as possible.
Well, then I have more respect for Edwards than I did before, but it doesn't surprise me that she's probably taken polls to see what the American people feel before she says something.
Mm-hmm.
That she makes me sick too. But and then you were saying something about concealed weapons permits. I shoot, I hunt, and the politest place that I've been in the United States is on a firing range.
Well, now that is a great quote. Yes, I'll bet everyone's real polite at the firing range. Now, real quick here, Mark, and I'm coming up against a break, but do you have a concealed carry permit?
No, I don't.
Have you seen the ads to get one, and have you considered it?
I've considered it, but I'm not in a position where I absolutely need it, so no.
All right.
I don't carry, but
I think that
more people should.
Thank you very much for your call this morning. I'm glad you are participating. Coming up on the bottom of the hour, it's 6:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Let's check the traffic situation with Gina Michaels. Did I hit that right? Are we on? All right,
I don't think she's used to being there.
Is it me? Did I push the wrong button?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
You're just not used to coming in this early.
My bad.
I know. Wow, that's amazing.
She's usually about 5 minutes late for this
break. When I light myself on fire, that's the cue. It's traffic time.
Thank you for being on time, Russ. We were actually just getting confirmation that eastbound I-70 has been shut down from Lyman to the Kansas State line. Westbound lanes remain open, so that's obviously a big factor right now. Southbound traffic here in the metro area on I-25 starting to get that heavy buildup now through Thornton North Glen. And watch out for a stall there off on the right shoulder near 92nd Street. We're getting some additional curiosity slowing. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold, freezing drizzle and light snow, high of 23 degrees. Right now, light snow, fog and mist, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Happy Valentine's from CB and Potts. For $19.99, enjoy a 5-course dinner including appetizer, soup, or salad, choice of featured entree.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You know little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
Is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Wesson caught in the act.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us. This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free Truth About Estate Planning seminar, 1 week only, three different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We fought a war that should have never been authorized and should have never been waged, and yet there seems to be no end sight.
The words of Abraham Lincoln. Barack Obama. Who am I? I am Russ Johnson. It's 25 minutes out from 7 o'clock. John M., kind enough to hold my hand through this thing this morning.
Ah, you're a pro. You know you're a pro,
he says.
You don't need me. I'm just here to offer, like the Greek chorus, you know, offering snide comments.
You know, I got to say, it's fun for me to be able to come in here and go to the office a little late. But every morning when I'm driving in, I hear you and Jay. And I think it's been a great addition having you hang out a little bit more with him on the air.
Thank you.
Okay, as if you care what my opinion is.
Yes.
But as the consultant to the show, wink, wink, I would say it was a very nice addition. Let me borrow your watch and tell you what time it is. We have a line open. Our contact number is 303-713-7600. If you're just waking up, I am interested in taking some calls on two things here this morning. First of all, my curiosity as to whether or not you have a concealed carry permit. We have a tragic story out of Salt Lake City where a gunman went on a shooting rampage. 18-year-old kid wearing a trench coat. Dude, that is so passe. Really, the trench coat thing. I guess it's become kind of an icon now in the wake of the Columbine shootings, whatnot, yada, yada, yada.
Or it could just simply be the fact that people hide a shotgun underneath the front.
Yes, that's true. Or it could also be, but I could hide one under a ski jacket, right? I don't need the full trench coat, do I?
Oh, yeah. A sawed-off shotgun you could hide under a ski jacket. You need a full trench coat on a shotgun.
I am not a gun nut. I have been curious about carrying a concealed weapon, although part of me also is just more inspired by the notion of being able to show someone I have a card to carry the gun than actually having the gun. Okay, so I don't know what that says about me, but I'll take some calls on it this morning.
So if you get in an argument with somebody, you just whip out that card?
The card, exactly. If you have the gun and you pull the gun, you have to be ready to shoot someone.
That's right.
And I don't want to seem crass here this morning, but I from a talk radio standpoint, am really thrilled that an off-duty police officer is the one who killed this gunman, because otherwise all we would hear about from the right-wingers for the next 2 months at least would be, thank God this guy had his permit and was able to kill the gunman. But instead it was a cop, and as it should be. Now, the other thing I want to get to here this morning, and your call's coming up straight ahead. Barack Obama campaigns in New Hampshire, apologizes to military families. Here's the story, according to the AP. Bringing his opening campaign swing to the site of the influential first-in-line nation presidential primary, Senator Barack Obama sharpened distinctions with rival Democrats on the Iraq War, even as he offered an apology to military families who might have been offended by a comment he made a day earlier. A local reporter asked Obama if military families deserved an apology for a comment he had made during a speech at Iowa State University criticizing the war in Iraq as a conflict that had, quote, wasted more than 3,000 American soldiers' lives. I've made it very clear, if I was consulting or giving advice to Barack Obama, I probably would not have urged him to say that. I am keenly interested, though, in John M.'s take on this also, which is, hey, if you're going to say it, then stand by it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, the perception is you're, what would they call John Kerry?
A flip?
Flip-flopper. You're wishy-washy.
Exactly.
And Democrats have already had to come up against this perception in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
The Republicans
are so good at portraying Democrats as being a bunch of wusses. And, you know, Obama should have sat there because it's absolutely true. You know, like I said before, I am not saying that the majority of those troops did not die heroically. I mean, they died doing what they are required to do. They are members of the military. They are meant, they have to follow orders. But the whole operation was a disaster, like Vietnam, from the get-go. And 55,000 American lives in Vietnam were wasted. And now we've wasted 3,000 lives in Iraq. You know?
The real test is going to be how this resonates with the voters. Let's take some quick phone calls here, John. Here is Rick in Littleton waiting patiently. It's your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ and John. The thing about Obama, you know, as soon as he got done announcing, I went to his website, and obviously a lot of other people were too, because it was locked up. I wanted to, you know, donate some and get signed up to give my support, and he has my support. As far as him saying that the 3,000 lives are wasted, just as John was just saying, they are wasted. The billions of dollars are wasted. Our great American soldiers are wasted.
Intellectually, I think most people would agree with you. The question is, though, emotionally, was it a smart thing to say for a guy who wants to be president of the United States and commander-in-chief?
You know, here's the thing. If he wouldn't apologize for it, if he would have stepped up and said, look, that's exactly what I meant. They were wasted lives. They didn't need to be... didn't need to be lost.
Ouch.
That was a waste for America. And it's true. And a lot of people know that. And
then what would have happened? The fallout, Rick?
Oh, of course, the right-wing talking heads are going to do exactly what they'll do today. And you'll see them. Oh, Obama says our soldiers are wasting. And, you know,
Even mention the fact that he apologized. They'll just straight crucify him. Thank you for the call. Here's Scott in Denver on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're with Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ and John. I think that what he did was just exactly right. I mean, we were misguided to go into this war. And from that viewpoint, then yes, those lives were wasted. From the people who served and died and their families, their lives weren't wasted because they were serving a country. They were doing exactly what they meant to do when they signed up.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point. They knew what they were getting into. This isn't like the old days of the draft.
Or could it also be in a situation where there are consequences if you're going to say something like that? And I'm curious, Scott, do you think that Obama should have been willing to handle the consequences of that comment?
I believe that's exactly what he did. He realized it was insensitive.
Oh, so he went the other way.
People who had died, you know, but what he said was true both times. I don't have a problem with it. I haven't decided to support him or not. I'm a Republican, but, you know, I think what he did was just right.
You packing heat this morning?
No. Well, I mean, there are guns in the house, but no, I'm not packing it.
Any of them loaded?
Yeah, they're both loaded.
I feel a lot more comfortable when I have a gun within reach everywhere in my home.
Yeah, and we're both, you know, they're just me and my wife, and we're older, and, you know, there's no children, and we don't have that many strangers in the house.
Or grandkids? Yeah, grandkids?
Not to come visit us, no. They're all out of town.
So. All right. Well, then you sound safe. And thank you for the call this morning. I appreciate it.
I got a safe house. I got a 19-year-old stepson who's a real gun nut.
He is.
He's got, like, 8 rifles, 3 shotguns, half a dozen handguns that he can't legally own. His mother,
yes, of
is
course,
the official uh-huh. owner, because he's under 21.
Does he go to gun shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he goes to gun shows.
So, what about you, John M.? Do you go to gun shows?
No.
Do you fire guns?
No, I went with him when he was younger. But, yeah, I mean, I taught him how to shoot.
This is fascinating. So you're not into guns, but he is, and so you supported his interests.
Yeah. You know, the first time he ever had a 22 in his hand, I took him over to the Boulder...
Fire
Range. Club,
uh-huh.
The Boulder Gun Club, they had a program for juniors, and he learned, you know, how to safely use firearms. And he and I used to go up Left Hand Canyon. There's an area up there not too far from where we live where you can shoot. And, You know, he's got like a knockoff of an AK-47 and AR-15, and
wow.
You know, he got some heavy duty firepower. And
I love this
cool
though.
To go out there and just.
Absolutely. I've always had this theory, though, that people who are into guns are people who predominantly grew up around guns.
I didn't
grow up around guns.
No, I didn't either.
And so I think, you know, I've kind of missed out. I'd have to make friends with somebody who's really into it. It'll take me to the firing range and kind of expose you to it. It's like fishing also. If you didn't grow up in a family where people are fishing, chances are, as an adult, you're not going to be into fishing, said
yeah.
Master of the Obvious. I can go to Walmart and throw down $300. I'll have all the fishing gear in the world. And then I'll go fishing, and I don't know the first thing about it. Wish I had brought the gun instead. It's 15 minutes out from the top of the hour. If you got a busy signal, hit me right now. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Our telephone number, 303-713-7600. Were the lives lost in Iraq wasted? And if you say that, do you owe the families an apology? Be right back. Stand by.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, considering the weather conditions, it's actually not a very bad start to the drive here. We don't have any reports of wrecks right now on primary highways. We did have a stall southbound 2592nd Street, right shoulder there, that's just adding to your slowing through the Thornton and North Glen area. And we have this new closure, eastbound I-70, of course, east of the metro area, shut down now from Lyman all the way to the Kansas State line. Traffic coming on the westbound side, of course, will be able to get in to the metro area. Just getting the usual build up now, eastbound routes, including the Boulder Turnpike and I-70 around Federal. Weather outlook today, cloudy, cold, freezing drizzle, light snow, high of 23 degrees. Right now, under light snow, fog and mist, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year. They
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
And me with pay training.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
In the Guard, I train near my home.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business. Up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world could afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
How much debt do you have? $2,000, $5,000, maybe even more? If you have credit card debt, collection accounts, even medical bills, don't let them be a burden on your life. If your phone rings off the hook with creditors calling and late and over limit fees are piling up, call American Financial Solutions right now for a confidential consultation. 800-990-0351. Bad things sometimes happen to good people. Now you can stop the collection calls, lower your interest rates, stop the outrageous fees, and pay off your debts. But first, you must call right now. 800-990-0351. Learn how to achieve financial freedom from one of our certified credit counselors. Take care of your credit card. Card debt, collection accounts, even medical bills. Call 800-990-0351, 800-990-0351, 800-990-0351. Not available in all states.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mr. Jay Marvin is taking a day off, and I have been called in to substitute for Mr. Jay Marvin. My name is Russ Johnson. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. It is 6:48 in the morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'd love to hear from you on this bizarre morning. The atmospheric conditions very strange. As I look out the window here at the beautiful Clear Channel complex, look outside. It's so fun to watch the sun come up in the morning and to get the occasion and the opportunity to sit here and talk with you concerning stuff that's going on in the news. One of those stories going on in the news happens to deal with Senator Barack Obama. He said on Sunday that those men and women who died in the war, that their lives were wasted. And then the next day, yesterday, he apologized. And some interesting comments on that. I would have suggested that he not say that. And I find it fascinating when people will suggest that once he did say it, he had some kind of responsibility to stand by it. Now, if I'm sitting around the bar with my friends, I'll definitely say, yeah, it's a real shame. All those 3,000 people, their lives were wasted, cut short for a war that's not worth it, that's not making the United States any more safe, and in fact, probably ultimately, is going to make the world a much more dangerous place for a long, long time. But as a progressive candidate trying to get elected to become the commander-in-chief, not a classy thing. So Barack Obama wants to clean up his mess. And now he's being criticized for doing so. I agree with one of the callers who pointed out, though, that if Barack Obama had not apologized, he would not have heard the end of it, obviously. This is Bill in Longmont waiting patiently. You're up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Russell. Glad to hear you back from Kansas City.
Thank you, sir.
And I got a couple of hits on both the topics this morning. Obama, I more regret what he said in the apology statement. I wish what he would have said is when the reporter asked him, if he owed the family an apology, I would say, you're asking the wrong person for an apology. You need to ask for an apology from the administration who sent your heroic sons and daughters off to die so that their defense and oil company contributors could get rich.
Mm.
And as president, I will never send your sons and daughters off just for financial gain like that. I'll only send them off when our country is actually in danger, which it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I would second the motion. I would support that, actually.
That's what I wish he would have said. So I want to. If I'm going to go out and support a Democrat for president, I want him to be able to fight. And I thought that he was. I was very disappointed in his apology.
Fair enough. Give me a take on this question that we're talking about concerning concealed carry and whether or not that would have changed this horrible situation that occurred last night in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I think it could have made it worse. If you had a bunch of Rambos out there with concealed carries and all trying to be a hero, their actions wouldn't have been coordinated with each other. They're not trained in urban warfare or tactics. They could have ended up in each other's line of fire or shot me if I was there. I'm glad the off-duty Ogden cop was there that knew what to do.
Bunch of Rambos running around. Thank you very much for the call.
And one other point that's got to be made, you can't spray a shopping mall with a knife or a bow and arrow. It takes a gun.
That's obviously true. Bill, thank you very much. Have a nice morning. Here's Nanette in Castle Rock. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not in Castle Rock anymore. I have no idea where I am. The fog is too thick. But I'm on I-25 going 20.
25 on 25. Where are you going? Work this
20
morning?
20 on 25.
20
yeah.
on 25.
Yeah, up to Hinckley High School.
But you wanted to say what? You've been on hold, and you obviously want to offer
something. Okay, I agree. I agree with Barack Obama saying that those lives were wasted. And just as that gentleman said, Bill, that, it would have been better saying, I didn't waste them. Bush owes you the apology. And it's sad because I lost a friend who I'd known since he was 18 months old, and he was blown to pieces. And, they called the family and said, do you want us to ship home the parts of the body we found? Or do you want us to wait and see if we can find some more?
Mm.
I mean, we don't belong there. We never should have started it. yeah, those lives were wasted, and I would rather have somebody who is a little bit politically incorrect than all of these people who are bending over backwards to make nice to everybody and not seeing the reality and speaking the truth.
But
about
Nanette,
what's
realistically
going on.
Do you think he could have overcome the hole, the deficit that he would have been in if he had stood by those comments?
I don't think he should have said, I'm sorry. I think he should have said that George Bush ought to be sorry. I'm sorry I'm the first one to say it. I'm sorry I'm the one that had to point it out because, you know, you guys are walking around oblivious to the fact that this is really a problem.
Nanette, your family friend was killed in Iraq, blown to pieces, right?
Yeah, in Ramadi.
So, and you could not have said that their life was wasted, would you?
I have been very controlled not saying it to their family, but yeah, his life was wasted.
So with that knowledge, though, how can you expect that Barack Obama, who wants to be elected president of the United States, could make a comment like that and not apologize? If you wouldn't say it to the families. But you're not wrong either, and yet you wouldn't say it to your family friends.
I didn't say it to her because she was grieving. She knows.
Well,
I don't need to say it to her. She knows.
She knows privately, in the back of her mind. Oh.
She knows. I don't need to say it to her as her friend. As her friend, I need to be there for her to cry, for her to say he was a great kid, that he did what he was told to do. And in that sense, you know, he died doing the job he was hired to do or enlisted to do. But you know what? They gave him the wrong job.
Yes, that is true. Thank you very much for your call this morning. I appreciate it. 5 minutes out from the top of the hour. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Let's talk with Julie now in Thornton. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I kind of was in the same boat as Brock because the first year of this war, I had a coworker that lost his nephew. And I was sitting there, and I was so angry, and I said, you know, this is just about George and his cronies getting rich and about the oil. It has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. There's nothing over there. And my coworker said, are you telling me that my nephew died for nothing, that his life was wasted? And he was really upset, and he's never talked to me
like
that
before. How did you answer the question?
I said, you know, I'm sorry I offended you. I shouldn't have said what I said. I'm sorry I offended you. I didn't come back and say that I was wrong, it wasn't a bad war. I never said that, but I was sorry for offending them. And I can understand why Barack would apologize. I think he's an amazing man, very smart, and he is, you know, he's got more than just one party to be concerned with. He has the families. I'm sitting here next to my husband who was in Desert Storm, and he totally agrees with what Barack did. You know,
with the apology or with what he said initially?
Both. He thinks it's fine that
so he said your husband agrees that it was a waste of their lives, but he also agrees that Barack should have apologized as soon as he said it.
He agrees that with Barack about the fact that the war was a waste of these soldiers'
lives. I totally agree. I just don't think it's appropriate for a person of his ilk to say that. Julie, have a fantastic morning. Let's go back to Castle Rock. Check in with John. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Russ.
Yes, sir.
Good job filling in. Let's let the Russ Balls, spend their airtime talking about a misstatement by one of the political candidates from the Democratic Party. Like you said on your show, you know, they're going to crucify him for those misstatements. I personally agree that the lives were wasted. But there are so many things that came out of the mouths of administration officials like in the last 48 hours, like, you know, the lies that Doug Fife made when he was Assistant Defense Secretary about tying Al-Qaeda to Saddam Hussein. That's a major lie that has great consequences.
And he continues to stand by it. That's the amazing part.
What's that?
He continues to stand by the fact that Iraqis were somehow teamed up with Al-Qaeda.
Right, and that, we know that that is a lie, and that's like an onion that's got to be peeled. And I think that airtime is good to give that airtime and educate the the listeners have to, you know, the major lie about this whole lying to get us into war.
Well said. John, I got to cut you short so I can get to the top of the news. Hold that thought, though, and I'll talk to you real quick off the air. It's the Jay Marvin Show. My name is Russ Johnson. Filling in for Jay. We'll be back after news, top of the hour, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stand by.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani, a night of gunplay and death at a busy Salt Lake City shopping mall.
He was putting the gun to his shoulder and taking time to aim.
Witnesses say the shooter looked like an average Joe by the time he was shot dead by police. The gunman had killed five people and wounded four more. KUTV's Brian Mullahy tells us what the police know at this point.
The gunman was an 18-year-old man from Salt Lake City. His name has not been released. Police have also released some information about the victims. Two women, age 28, a 52-year-old man, a 24-year-old man, and a 15-year-old girl.
At the Philadelphia Navy Yard last night, a gunman shot three other men to death during a business meeting before taking his own life. A snowstorm sweeping through the Midwest has schools closing and airlines canceling flights. Parts of Ohio could get 2 feet of snow by tomorrow night. CBS's Cynthia Bowers is watching flight screens at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Already more than 400 flights have been canceled here at the nation's busiest airport. The National Weather Service has canceled our winter storm advisory, only to implement a blizzard warning, adding the threat of 40-mile-per-hour winds to this already messy mix.
A messy storm hammered New Orleans overnight, knocking out power to thousands of homes. An apparent tornado tore the roof off a hotel. Send a sick child to school? A lot of women do it. Live to CBS's Lou Miliano. Lou, why?
Well, if there's one illness above all others that frustrates a working mom the most, it's the flu. And Working Mother Magazine CEO Carol Evans says it's a big source of guilt.
Even though things have changed and companies are becoming a lot more supportive of working moms, still less than half of the moms said that they could take time off from work to stay home with a sick child.
The key, she says, get to a doctor within the first 12 to 48 hours of symptoms to shorten the duration of the flu. Frank?
North Korea has agreed to stop work on nuclear weapons in exchange for the oil it needs. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what can we expect administration officials to say about this?
Well, they already see solid progress, Frank, but they caution there's a long way to go. That could be an understatement given the unpredictability of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, though. The agreement requires North Korea to declare and close its nuclear facilities. But keep in mind, many of those projects are hidden in a network of tunnels and other closed areas, so it will be difficult to confirm the follow-through, Frank.
The debate begins today. By the end of this week, the House could pass a resolution against the Iraq troop buildup. Josephine Hearn at Politico.com expects more than a few Republican members to join the Democratic majority.
If as many as 60 Republicans vote with Democrats on the Iraq resolution, that'll be a very clear signal to the president that Congress is unhappy with the troop surge plan.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up about 2 points. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I've got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
Good morning, 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, if you parked your car outside last night, you know that sound. A hefty layer of ice coating windows and mirrors after freezing drizzle and some cold temperatures. And unfortunately, this is just the beginning of a cold blast hitting us this week.
Cloudy, cold, a winter weather advisory in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. Fog, freezing drizzle, poor visibilities.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter says we can expect 3 to 7 inches of snow coming in tonight and tomorrow. ACLU says it's filed a lawsuit against the Denver Police Department for sloppy police work. A woman was prevented from getting a job because the cop said she had a criminal record. She didn't, but she had the same name as a woman who was a suspect in an assault case. Colorado has lost its distinction as the nation's foreclosure capital, but that's not good news. Officials say rather than the state's foreclosure rate dropping, other states have simply caught up. While Colorado's rate was highest in the nation for 9 out of 12 months last year, the rates in Nevada, Michigan, and Georgia all climbed higher in January. A Boulder County judge has scheduled a trial date for next spring for the wrongful death lawsuit filed against the University of Colorado fraternity, where a freshman died of booze poisoning in September of 2004. Mother of CU student Gordy Bailey claims the frat was negligent and guilty of reckless misconduct during a night on which Bailey and other pledges were forced to drink large amounts of alcohol. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Again, if you don't know, the Kansas Department of Transportation requested that eastbound I-70 be shut down. It is closed from Lyman to the Kansas state line due to the adverse weather conditions. Westbound remains open into Denver. Have one wreck southbound 25 around Lincoln. Overall, it's a pretty average ride, though. Heavy traffic in the usual areas, 225 across Aurora, southbound 25 either side of I-70, and our eastbound arteries approaching the I-25 corridor. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, cloudy, cold, freezing drizzle and light snow expected with a high of 23. Right now, light snow and some fog, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient. All to keep your Toyota moving forward.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I am Russ Johnson, your congenial, friendly, inquisitive host, filling in for Jay Marvin, who is feeling a little under the weather, so I got the call, and I'm going to keep you company this morning until 10 o'clock. John M. is here with me also, and we've spent some time here this morning talking about comments made by Senator Barack Obama, comments that he later apologized for, and we're having a meeting of the minds here on the big show. You're invited to participate, 303-713-7600, our telephone number. The lives of the 3,000 dead soldiers in Iraq were wasted. sent Barack Obama. And then the next day, presumably after a firestorm of criticism from families of soldiers, he apologized. John M's take on this, very interesting.
He was a wimp.
He should have stood by it.
Should have stuck by it. He's just reinforcing the image of Democrats as being a bunch of wimps. As soon as Fox News and the other right-wing bloviators start taking off, I didn't quite mean it that way.
Now, let's work through this, because I was of the opinion that if I was advising Barack Obama, I would have suggested, let's stay away from wasted having anything to do with the lives of the 3,000 troops.
Yeah, I think...
Well, privately, I agree with you. I would tell him, not the kind of thing if you're trying to get elected to be commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
But he did it, and at the point where he did it, then I acknowledge what you say. That's why it was a mistake, because he had to apologize. If he had not, then obviously he would have been clobbered over the head. Although something you said, and let me finish the thought, is interesting to me, because he's going to continue to be hit over the head.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He will be continued to be criticized, even though he has come out and apologized. It really didn't remedy the situation.
Yeah, but at this stage of the game, I think, not that many people.
Does it extinguish it?
Attention.
Is that right? No, you know what? On that note right there, you're right. People are not paying attention. Generally, I think that's true when you're this far out from the election. We don't get a new president until January of 2009. Isn't it remarkable, though, that people are already so eagerly anticipating a change?
Well, it's partially because of what we've been living through, the long national nightmare we've been going through for the last 6 years with the Cheney administration. After everything that's been coming out of the Libby trial, I've been saying, this isn't the Bush administration, this is the Cheney administration, and they just let Bush act like he's the one running the show.
Boy, that's a scary notion. I saw yesterday somewhere on the computer saying it was the 5-year anniversary since Dick Cheney shot someone in the face, and it's been irritating me all morning because I've not had a chance to dog that down. But tell me that that tragic incident where he shot his hunting partner was not 5 years ago.
It wasn't 5 years ago.
Okay, thank you.
It was a couple years ago.
It was like 1 year ago, wasn't it? Or maybe 2 years ago?
It might have been two.
Somebody will know. We'll figure it out.
What always got me about that was
it's poor, been 1 year,
the poor old guy comes out of the hospital and says, it was my fault. I got in the way.
Speaking of guns this morning, the other interesting item here that I see a few people want to comment on, this tragic shooting that happened in Salt Lake City where five people were killed by an 18-year-old gunman wearing a trench coat who opened up and fired on people randomly. He was shot and killed by a police officer. Inevitably, this is going to spur all kinds of conversation and talk about concealed carry and the necessity to proliferate even more guns in our society. And for the official record, let me just say once again that I am thankful that a police officer is the one who put the gunman down and not some civilian who happened to be carrying a gun, because we would never hear the end of it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, as much in favor of gun control as I am, the states where they've got concealed carry permits haven't seen that big of a rise of people going out there and, you know, blasting each other away, things like that.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take solace in that, actually.
I remember in Florida when they passed that concealed carry law, I was like, oh, man, people are going to be going in bars and getting in barroom fights and blowing each other away. And, you know, hasn't happened.
If anything, a caller mentioned last hour about how people are more polite at the firing range. I always wonder if that kind of transcends to places that have concealed carry just in general. I know myself, personally, I go out of my way not to get into brouhahas with people or do anything. If somebody's driving aggressively and they're honking their horn and flipping me off, I try to be Eddie Haskell, because I am operating on the assumption that people are packing heat.
Oh, I remember I grew up in Miami, and I moved to San Francisco in 1979 when President Carter, in his infinite wisdom, allowed all the marielitos from Cuba. You know, he allowed himself to be conned by Fidel, and the scum of Cuba came into Miami, and the crime rate went through the roof, and I said, I'm getting the hell out of here. And I came back. I was gone for about 4 years, and I came back. My dad picked me up at the airport, and we're at a red light, and the guy ahead of us doesn't go. You know, light turns green. Why don't you honk at him?
Oh, no, he might get out of his car and shoot me.
He might kill you. Yeah, I'm going, yeah, this is Miami, all right? The rules are different down here.
Sometimes my wife will want to flip somebody off or make an issue with somebody when we're driving the car. I'm like, no, don't do that now. He may have a gun.
My mother does that. I mean, she and my dad are still living in Miami. They're 83 years old, and she'll call somebody a-hole and flip them off and all this. I'm going, my God, Mom, you're going to get killed.
You're going to kill us. It's coming up on 50 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let me give you the phone number again. It's 303-713-7600. I want to find out from you your take on Senator Barack Obama's take that these 3,000 dead in Iraq, that their lives were wasted. And do you agree that he should have apologize. John M. says you guys should have stayed by his word. If you're going to be big enough to say it, then you should be big enough to back it up and not back down.
And I've got a shocking Associated Press news alert just on the Associated Press wire. Mitt Romney officially enters the 2008 White House race, declaring he will run for the Republican presidential nomination.
Ta-da, big surprise. How many wives does he have?
Now, wait a second. Oh, you know, just right. Because he's a Mormon, that's not
right.
The Mormon Church has frowned upon that for 100 years now.
That's right.
But, yeah, you know, there are a lot of those, the fundamentalist Christians, they don't trust the Mormons.
No, you remember there was a time when we didn't think a Catholic could be president either.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was a kid when Kennedy was running, and I remember people talking about, he can't take his orders from the Vatican.
We're going to get going with some calls here. Lots to talk about on this.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
AM 760. We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
In today's news, a U.S. company has created a computer program that literally has people quitting their jobs. This program allows you to set up a simple home-based business and start making unlimited cash on the Internet and eBay, all with products you don't store, touch, or pay for. And to promote this astonishing program, Internet Speedway will give anyone who calls at the end of this report a free CD that shows you how to get started. Earlier, we interviewed Dale from Wichita about the program.
Yeah, I started out thinking I'd just make some extra spending cash, but now I've done $100,000 in gross sales. It's incredible.
Internet Speedway's advanced technology allows you to sell products on the Internet, from digital cameras to iPod accessories to hundreds of others. To request your free CD while supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
Al Franken.
On the next Al Franken show, penultimate is a tricky word meaning next to last, which some people mistakenly use to mean very ultimate. Fortunately for you, Tuesday's show will satisfy both meanings, correct and incorrect, as we broadcast a very ultimate next-to-last show featuring our non-resident ethicist, Melanie Sloan, and Hollywood correspondent, Lawrence O'Donnell, Jr. Penultimateness is our theme. On the next Franken...
Al Franken, this morning at 10, on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. We have a line open, too. I'd love for you to get it off your mind and on the radio. The telephone number, 303-713-7600. You can check out the website at am760.net. True or false, the lives of the 3,000 dead soldiers in Iraq were wasted. Barack Obama said on Sunday night that that was the case. Then the next day he backed off and apologized. I'm giving you a chance to talk about it. Pick up the phone and call me this morning. Wasted. Personally, I am not comfortable with saying someone else's life was wasted. No matter what the merits of the mission were, those soldiers wanted to serve. I think the war has been a disaster. I have paid a price like the Dixie Chicks. More on that later. I have paid a price for maintaining from the very beginning that the war was a bad idea. I'm not running for the highest office in the land, and I wouldn't say that their lives were wasted. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. There is nothing worse in the world, as far as I'm concerned, than someone who isn't in the military being overly concerned about the life of a warrior. These guys who and gals who are over in Iraq wanted to be there, and I don't think if they had the opportunity to speak from the other side, they would be too pleased with the notion that their sacrifice was deemed a waste. But we'll take some calls on it here this morning. If I was in a position to advise Barack Obama, I would have advised that he not say that in the first place. I am, though, keenly curious about this notion, though, that once you say it and you go on the record, you stand by it. I am acknowledging what John M. has suggested this morning, that this sort of action plays into the hands of the right-wingers who think that Democrats too often are mamby-pamby and wishy-washy or flip-floppers. 303-713-7600. Our telephone number. Let's take some quick phone calls. Here is Chris in Boulder. You're on AM 760.
I disagree with you. I think they were wasted. And my nephew was killed there, and I believe he was wasted.
Wow.
I believe, and I don't believe that his service was a waste. I believe that his young life was wasted. He went there thinking he was fighting terrorists who were going to attack our country. Had he gone to Afghanistan and been killed there, I would be equally as devastated, but I wouldn't say that his life was wasted. He could be still living in his small town, where he was an Eagle Scout, a star baseball player. He was recruited right in his high school. He went to Camp Pendleton, shipped to our province, and was dead within 2.5 months.
What a tragedy. I'm sorry for your loss, Chris. Let's stay on point here for just a moment here about this business, though, of his life being wasted.
Yes.
Do you think he would agree with you?
You know, I don't know what he was thinking when his body was blown up by a roadside bomb. I don't know what he was thinking.
You know, Chris,
I can't help but think he was thinking, what the hell am I doing here?
You know, Chris, I agree with you that, yes, if he had been in Afghanistan, his life would not have been wasted. That was the right fight. That was the only thing this administration has done in 6 years. And even the death of Pat Tillman, the former football star, even though he was killed by his own men, his death was not a waste as far as I'm concerned.
No.
But it's an interesting distinction.
I feel this because more and more each day, and I've always been against this war, more each day we know it was a lie. We know it was a lie. So, in framing this, okay, what noble cause did he die for? Did he die for our freedom? No, they wasted his life.
You don't win the war and you die, your life was wasted. Is that your point?
No, that's not my point. My point is, when your commander-in-chief sends you to a country under false pretenses and you are killed, why are you killed? And for what purpose does this serve?
Yes,
it serves nothing.
And Chris, I've got to get to some of these other people this morning. I am sorry for your loss this morning. I am glad, though, that we live in a country where you've had an opportunity to express yourself about this. And I assume also, just to be clear, that you don't think that any apology was necessary, obviously, after Barack Obama made these comments.
No, I don't. I just mourn the loss of a fine young man who could have been so much, and he was killed for nothing.
Oh, that is so
That's
sad.
That's what I mean.
Chris,
thank you so much.
Thank you, and have as good a morning as you can. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Highlands Ranch. Here is Don on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Russ, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, ditto for me for that woman. I'm a non-vet. There's 58,000 guys on a wall that died for nothing, and I don't think Obama should apologize at all. This country needs somebody to stand up and shake the American people and say, hey, wake up and look at what the hell's going on around here. And he said the right thing. The fact is they are wasted. You know, the Afghanistan thing's a totally different deal. The whole country was behind Bush going into there. But he lied to us to get us in here. Johnson lied to us to get into Vietnam. And those are the facts. And if people can't handle the facts, then they're living in la-la land. So I don't think he should apologize. I think the Democrats need to grow a set of testicles and stand up and punch these guys in the mouth just like they've been doing to them all these years.
Well,
that's how I feel about it.
And very well done. We're not always going to agree, but I appreciate the phone call nonetheless. Here's Dave in Denver. It's your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Russ. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Of course their lives were wasted, but he apologized because it's the media that would crucify him.
Well, the media... these days, I guess it's the media. I mean, and they're certainly not friends of the left.
And it is the media that led the country into the war. It was the media that would not allow opposition voices to make their case. Remember, the media, 90% of what we see, read, and hear is controlled by five corporations.
Yes.
And they are the ones...
I agree. I understand the point you're making, yeah.
Even the station you work for, Clear Channel, has market dominance. They control over 10% of all the radio stations in this country. That is no free market. That is
what are you talking about? Don't call in here and start criticizing this radio station.
No, I'm just pointing out the facts.
Well, I don't even know if your facts are right. Just stay on topic. Let's just talk about one thing here, Dave.
Yeah, but I'm
don't kill me. You're killing me. You come on here. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. You come in here and start criticizing Clear Channel, the number of radio stations they own. Well, all we're talking about right now is Barack Obama.
And he had to apologize because it is the media.
He had to apologize?
Him.
No, he didn't have to apologize.
The media
he made a strategic
him.
Decision to apologize. The strategic decision he should have made in the first place is not to pipe off that all these soldiers' lives were wasted. Now, not
but
everybody
were,
agrees
Jay.
With me this morning. They were, but it's not something that he should say when he's running for office.
No, you should speak the truth. That's the point. The
then you should be willing to stand by it.
You.
So he was going to be crucified
That's
by
right.
the media.
So now he's back.
And how? Just to go follow this one step closer, because I want to understand where you're coming from. How would they have criticized him? Or how would they have crucified him, the media?
Because instead of focusing on whether the lives of our soldiers were wasted, they would have really of the focused on how this affected the families and hurt them emotionally.
I'm not even
so we
convinced
never would have
the
talked
soldiers,
about the truth.
But I'm not even convinced the soldiers would feel that way. That's why I feel I'm reticent about saying how these warriors, they wanted to serve. The
no,
mission,
Jay, no,
the
no.
mission is a different deal.
No.
The mission may have been BS, but as far as their service to their country, they signed up, they wanted to serve,
no, Jay,
and they lost
they did
their...
not. They signed up to defend the country, not to serve the country. Service is what slaves do. Service is what servants do. Just like Lieutenant Wada, really Watada, up in Seattle. He
right.
says that as a soldier, it is your duty to say no to illegal orders.
And to follow the, he was defending the Constitution.
Exactly, yeah. because that's what every serviceman swears to uphold. They do not swear to uphold. Follow Bush's orders or Clinton's orders, they swear to uphold the Constitution. And that's what our cowardly scumbag generals haven't done.
So let's stay on point here, Dave. Number one, you support Barack Obama pointing out what is clear as the nose on your face. The truth is that your lives were wasted.
Yes.
And number two, he should not have apologized once he made the comment. He should have weathered the storm from the media that would have crucified him.
Right, and it's the media that would have crucified him because the weasels who really support this war never would have addressed the issue. They would have said how hurtful it is on the soldiers. And on Channel 9 News, we would have seen some angry parent who was all upset and grieving. That's what we would have seen. We wouldn't have seen the truth discussed. We would have seen the powerful emotional impact on some people.
All right, you're a very good caller, except when you stray. Very well done, Dave. Have a great morning. Thank you very much. It's traffic time. Let's check in with Gina Michaels. We'll come back with more of your calls. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Russ. Good news, eastbound I-70 already been reopened from Lyman to the Kansas state line. So looks like conditions across the eastern plains looking a little bit better. Fog still pretty dense, though. Some areas of the high country, very poor visibility on I-70 near Genesee. So you want to drive with caution there. In the city, we're having some trouble. Westbound I-70 before Denver West. A huge pothole is so bad there. A couple of lanes are now closed. Only the left lane's getting by, so avoid it. And the backup's forming if you can. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold, freezing drizzle, light snow, high of 23. Right now, light snow, fog, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over six...
The only way to get 24/7, 365 NASCAR coverage is to get a Sirius satellite radio at your neighborhood Radio Shack. It's like being in the pit.
Get a free $30 shopping spree at the NASCAR.com Superstore when you buy a Sirius Sportster 4 and a 6-month prepaid Sirius subscription only at Radio Shack. And with Sirius, you also get 100% commercial-free music. Good through 22407. Must be activated by 31007. E-certificate for shopping spree available online only. Activation fees, taxes, and restrictions apply. Details in store.
Feel very isolated because your nose is 6 inches away from the work. So at one point, when the chamber promotional material came by for the leads group, I thought that sounded perfect. Once I had to get out every week, it really broke that isolated feeling and improved my relationship with my staff.
Laura Zaspel, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2003. The Chamber, it's all about who you know.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're looking for justice, need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interest of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner, a progressive lawyer, will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Universal Pictures presents the new thriller, Breach.
I am much safer if you know a little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
Is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Russell caught me acting.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us. This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Something I have in my CD player in my car. It's 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Good morning. My name is Russ Johnson. G. Marvin taking a day off. He's feeling a little under the weather, I guess. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. It's easy to remember, and you're invited to call in and participate. Lots of people who want to get it off their mind and on the radio here this morning. In regard to the story that I've been discussing concerning Barack Obama. So, you know, some wise ass just called in here. Giving me a hard time because I don't think it was the smartest thing in the world to do to get elected to say that the soldiers who died in Iraq, their lives were wasted. But I don't know what they're saying over on the semi-official propaganda arm of the Bush administration over on Fox. I don't know what the take's going to be all day over there.
Oh, he's desecrating the memory of the troops.
And John M., very outspoken, that and I understand the dilemma that Obama is in after he has come out and apologized for saying that their lives were wasted. I judge a man not by the mistakes he makes, but by the way, he cleans those mistakes up. And since I don't think it was appropriate for him to say their lives were wasted, that was a little harsh. We could be a little more diplomatic about the situation. Once you say it, I guess you have to go on the record and correct yourself if that's the situation.
You know, it's interesting, speaking of mistakes. You notice how Hillary, they keep trying to nail her to the wall and admit she made a mistake in voting to authorize the war. And all she'll say is, the president made the mistake. She can't come out and say she made a mistake.
Oh, God. You know, and I want to share this this Paul Campos editorial today because he touches on that issue. And she went along with everybody else. They were supporting the president. The president is the commander-in-chief. The president wants to go to war. They're going to support him, except for maybe Russ Feingold. People are going to support the president when the president says he needs to go to war. Well, we were all getting caught up in it at the time.
Yeah, especially since they lied about the reasons for going to war.
Absolutely. But now the point is Hillary needs to say what John Edwards has been saying. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I should not have voted to authorize the war. Instead, she's trying to be cagey and cute, and maybe it'll land her in the White House, and Bill Clinton will be the first lady.
Well, you know, see, that's the thing. That's the thing that gets me about Hillary. I mean, if she becomes, Jay and I are Obama supporters, but if Hillary gets the nomination, we will support her. But like I've said before, what bugs me about Hillary is I look at her, and every time she opens her mouth, you can see her triangulating.
Yeah.
You can see her brain working. Okay, like, what am I going to say that's going to appeal to most people and PO the least number?
Maybe that's what it takes to be successful, though. And at the end of the day, it takes that kind of calculation to be commander-in-chief.
Yeah, but look at Kerry. I mean, Kerry was overmanaged to death. I mean, I think that's what killed him.
He wasn't silky smooth, though, like the Clintons are.
Yeah, but there's an authenticity about Barama.
Yeah, that's true. No doubt about it. I mean, here's a guy who's on 60 Minutes sitting with Steve Croft talking about...
Did I call him Barama?
Did you just call him Barama? Oh, no, I didn't notice.
You were talking
I said
about
I've been on,
screwing
I've been
up
on
the name, and I'm the one. Barama. Well, that's combining Barack and Obama.
Make up your own name for him.
Yeah.
Compared to some of the things Rush has been calling him, I think that's very
African.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
And you know what? It's only going to get worse as the eventual election nears, yeah, if he gets the nomination. Let's take some phone calls here this morning, John M. Let's talk to Paul in Denver. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I think you're doing a great job. Enough for my brown nosing.
Thank you. Well done. You're no idiot.
We take cash or checks.
Yeah. I think there's many advisors when somebody's running, and I think there was bad advice or he talked without clarifying. I don't think any human life is a waste. I think rather than an apology, a clarification should have been made.
No, he said he misspoke when he said what he did.
Yeah, well, I think more of a clarification of what he meant. It shouldn't have been said in the first place.
Well, or let's say this. It shouldn't be said in front of your supporters.
Yeah,
National TV cameras.
Exactly. And it was said by a previous caller about the media. Well, it's not the media. It's that we have this vehicle, and because of the vehicle, a lot of people are listening. And you need to be aware of that. I agree with what he said, but how he said it, I don't agree with.
Very well done. Thank you, Paul, for the call. Here's Jason in Loveland. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Morning, Russ. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Great. You know, I have to agree with Obama and what he said initially. When we look at the potential that each and every life has, and the potential that really everything has. America has become so consumed with waste that that offends me more than Obama saying lives have been wasted.
Put a fine point on it. What do you mean we've become obsessed with waste?
Well, our consumerist society is we waste more than any other nation in the entire world. And when it comes to just wasting lives to perpetuate that, the line has to be drawn somewhere.
What about all the lives of the Iraqis that have been wasted?
I agree. I think they have been wasted as well, and I don't think we should have gone into this from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. We're on the same page on that point. As a matter of fact, I'm holding an AP report out of Baghdad, Iraq. Police say a total of 133 people were killed yesterday in violence nationwide. 133 people in just one day. What about all their lives? Their lives all wasted because of this war. This is Dustin now in Denver. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Russ Johnson. Good morning.
Hi, Russ. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
First of all, I want to say, well, I spent a year in Iraq myself, and I've got to say that this just boils down to the heart of everything.
What about what I was saying here a second, Dustin? I want to let you make your point that there's something unseemly about people who never served in the military so overtly and overly concerned about warriors and whether or not their lives were wasted. I can't help but feel that a lot of these soldiers forget the mission and how whether it's right or wrong right now, just their orders from the commander, they wouldn't say their life was wasted.
Well, exactly, Russ. It's, you know, as a soldier, that's what you are. You take the orders, and that's what you do. You don't question them. You do them. That's what makes you a proud soldier. That's what makes you a good soldier. And that's what you do. And this, well, first of all, I can't believe that Barack fell into this trap in the first place.
Yeah.
And second
that's a good
of all,
point. And no one has made that point. That is worthy of repeating. You're right.
I guess, you know, it just boils down to why can't we, as American people, admit a mistake? It's just astounding that we can't just stand up and say this is wrong. And soldiers can't do it. It's hard for me to accept that what I did was wrong. It's so hard for me to accept that. It's hard for all soldiers to accept that.
What did you do, Dustin? What did you do that was wrong?
Just being there. I felt that it was wrong from start to finish. I knew the mission was wrong.
And you...
I knew it was under false pretenses. I knew it was for the wrong reasons. I know that we're making more terrorists.
And you finished your tour of duty, and you came back, and you live with this this regret that you didn't do what?
Regret that I went. The truth be told, I don't know that I should have. I did it because I was a soldier. And the second I took that oath to be a soldier, that's your first and foremost duty, is to follow orders, period.
Right. What branch of the service?
Comes after that. I was in the Army Infantry.
Oh, okay. When did you come home?
Early 2005. So right after the first set of elections.
Oh, man. Dustin, I'd love to talk to you some more. Can you hold on the line for a second?
Sure.
I appreciate it. Hang on. Let's go to Lakewood now. Let's talk to Tony. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
You know, I wanted to correct one of your previous callers about two or three callers ago in talking about how, you know, we don't pledge an oath to follow the president, which is wrong because we actually take the oath to uphold the Constitution and to follow the orders of the commander-in-chief.
I thought we made that point.
Well, he kept stipulating that you're not there to follow the orders of Bush or Clinton or anything like that, but that's not wholly true. You're not pledging an oath to a specific president, just the commander-in-chief in general.
But to uphold the Constitution, isn't that in the Constitution?
Yeah, that the president is the commander-in-chief.
Right.
Yeah.
That is correct. So, you know, some of these guys that are refusing to go because they think it's an illegal war, about the only type of illegal orders you can really disobey, so to say, would be the ones that, hey, see that family over there, I want you to go kill them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the type of illegal order they talk about. Whether you're being sent into a situation you agree with or not, you don't really have a choice as a soldier but to follow that. I spent a year in Afghanistan doing the same exact thing.
Tony, real quick, I'd love to hear about your experience. I'm coming up here on a break. Give me your take on Barack Obama and his comments that the lives of the 3,000 soldiers were wasted.
Personally insulted the fact that he thinks the lives of my brothers and sisters were wasted. A lot of them are doing good jobs over there. I was in Afghanistan. I wasn't quite in the same situation that the people in Iraq were. But, you know, to say that it's wasted is almost an insult.
That's what I wanted to find out this morning. Thank you very much for your service. I appreciate it. 15 minutes out from the top of the hour. J. Marvin has the day off. My name is Russ Johnson. I am honored to be here this morning, getting the opportunity to talk with you. Still lots to talk about before I finish my tour of duty at 10 o'clock. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Telephone number 303-713-7600. We'll be right back.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're definitely into the heart of the rush hour now. We've got stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. Watch out for that to really be sluggish for you between Kipling and Sheridan. A stop-and-go traffic as well through Castle Rock, south of the metro area, northbound I-25, right around Founders Parkway. That's due to very dense fog in the area. We have this road surface problem westbound I-70 just before Denver West. A couple of lanes blocked on those westbound lanes of I-70 right over 20th Avenue due to a giant pothole. Only the left lane is getting by, so expect pretty major delays through there. The only good news is eastbound I-70 was reopened between Lyman and the Kansas State line. Weather outlook today, looking for cloudy and cold conditions. Could expect freezing drizzle, light snow, only a high of 23. Right now, some light snow, patchy fog around the metro, 16 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get the best value in Summit County on ski lessons in Arapaho Basin. Kids' full-day ski or board lessons are just $95.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit
visit cheaperusedautos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. Cheaperautos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Companies for years. Is that fair?
Ed Schultz. Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
The Jack Russell Terrier has recently had its name changed to the Parsons Russell Terrier, which I think is disgusting. Call a Jack Russell Terrier. That's what it is. Hi, I'm Jay Marvin for Purina. And I'll tell you something. I call my dog a Welsh Corgi, and I call my dog a Minpin, and that's what they are. But you know something? If you love your dog, and I love mine, I love both mine, then you want to feed them right. And the thing to do is to feed them Purina. Real food ingredients. Ingredients that you may look to in your own diet. Nutrition that you know is working because you see it in your healthy, energetic dog. A taste dogs love. As always, they're made with real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as the first ingredient, plus other real ingredients like rice and yogurt. Think of the nutritional benefits. Try Purina One. You'll see the difference. Call them for a free 4-pound bag at 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect, and don't wait till the night before the test. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Appearing on DVD and Blu-ray disc, The Prestige, from the director of Batman Begins.
I'll forget that, bro.
It was the greatest magic trick I've ever seen.
Hugh Jackman.
I need to know how he does it.
Christian Bale.
You want the truth?
Michael Caine.
He has no truth.
It's real. Scarlett Johansson.
No more secrets.
Secrets of my life. Rolling Stone says you want to see it again the second it's over. The Prestige. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray this Tuesday, February 20th. Rated PG-13 for violence and disturbing images.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Wow. 751 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. John Turk on the other side of the glass pushing all the buttons. And he just asked me the most fascinating question. Do I still have my 10 rules for a radio show? What a memory that guy has. So I looked in the briefcase, and I guess I'd have to go back to my office at home, John, to get you a copy of those 10 rules for a winning radio show. It's the secret recipe. I have crafted this myself, and no, I do not have it here today. It's ingrained into who I am. It oozes out every time I get the opportunity to be behind the microphone. Jay Marvin is sick today, but I will make a note to get you those 10 rules for a sizzling radio show. You know what number 10 is, though, right? You can remember number 10, right? fear and anxiety is for losers. So kick ass. That was rule number 10. And I could go into the rest of it, but it's not germane. I've got one line open, 303-713-7600, the telephone number. Before I finish at 10, I also want to talk a little bit about apathy. That's on my my mind this morning now after some of the comments that I've heard here this morning. We're talking about some comments made by Senator Barack Obama on Sunday that the 3,000 soldiers whose lives were lost in Iraq, those lives were wasted, said the senator. And then the very next day, yesterday, he apologized. Now, I am sharp and opinionated. I'm not mean and nasty, but I am sharp and opinionated on this issue. I don't think it was very smart for the senator to make those comments. Although I will acknowledge that I agree that those lives were wasted in the grand scheme of things, I guess. I know that it's a dilemma for me because on the one hand, I appreciate a lawmaker, a politician, being frank, being honest, saying what they feel. But there's a time and a place for everything. And standing before the cameras and your supporters and making a comment like that, not a smooth move, because you're trying to get elected. And I know that kind of that's something like George Bush would do, like before the midterm elections. He didn't want to say anything about Rummy being on the way out because it was during the election. That made me uncomfortable. So I'm being very open here. I'm being honest with you. But if I was one of the campaign doctors for Barack Obama and I knew that he was going to go out and say that these lives were wasted, I would have tried to have called him off on doing that. At the point where he does it, though, yeah, I guess you've made a mess. Now you're going to have to clean it up. Because if you don't clean it up and you want to stand by the comment that their lives were wasted, then you better be ready for a real rumble. Because, brother, you're going to have it. Agree or disagree, you can call me at 303-713-7600. This is Mick in Denver. It's your turn with Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Morning.
Good morning, Russ. How you doing? Listen, I'm sorry I'm a little under the weather myself, so I hope I'm coming. You can understand me.
Yeah, what are you suffering from?
Oh, just a, you know, bug in the air.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay home today or are you going to work?
No, I'm staying home today. I work in conditions where this would only get worse if I was in today.
Are you a telemarketer?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I work in the construction trade.
I understand. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a former Marine, and I did one in a fraction terms in Vietnam and all. And I want to say, just in general, you're doing a great job here. This is a timely topic, and I think that Senator Obama was speaking the truth, speaking from his heart. I do.
I agree with the truth. Was it appropriate to say is the question?
Well, you know, I understand your point that there's a time and a place. I'd never get elected for any office if there was, you know, if I had to try to be smooth. In front of my constituents, I'd say, look, I'm going to bring you the truth, good, bad, indifferent, whether you like it or not.
They'd kill you.
They probably would. I'd be hung from the highest tree, the highest.
We say we want to hear the truth from our elected officials, but we really don't want to hear the truth.
And that's my main point, is that we've got to look in the mirror every morning and ask ourselves, do I want to hear the truth or not, and then do I want to go out and speak the truth or not? And I feel I'm as much to blame. We all are in terms of the position we've put our men and women today in this ill-begotten war. I love them all, and I bleed for them all, and I pray for them when I pray to my God once a week for them all. And I believe the ones that should be basically standing in front of the gates of Hades are the men and women in this administration who have gone off and fashioned the whole idea of what this idiotic move on our part was. We had the world in our hands after 9/11. I lost a good friend after 9/11. I would have gone to Afghanistan, even though I'm going into my 60th year. And
you know, your point stands, and I could talk to you all morning, but
I know,
we
I know,
have
right.
trashed all of the goodwill that we enjoyed after 9/11, and that's a good point to remember. Nick, thank you for your call, and I hope you start feeling better. Let's talk to Derek in Denver. You're up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Oh, is this me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I agree with Barack's comments. I mean, I think he was just saying that what he believed, and I definitely think that he was right to say it, just because I don't really think we can hide from the discussion of whether this was right or wrong. I think we've been doing that. We're kind of soft-pedaling the issues. And I guess you have to decide what the objective of going to Iraq was to decide if it was a waste or not. I mean, for certain people it was a waste. For certain people it wasn't.
I think there's a better way you could have said it. You agree with Obama, and I take it then real quick that you did not think he should have apologized.
No, I think he should stand up for what he says. I mean, you know, obviously I was talking to, John Turk, and I was saying that, you know, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld had their objectives to go to Iraq.
Hold that thought right there, Derek. I'm going to give you a chance to continue your thought here, and maybe we can have you and John on at the same time.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington, Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
All right, everybody. I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. 5 dead, 4 wounded, witnesses reliving the horror of last night's Salt Lake City shopping mall shooting spree.
It was a shotgun, and he reloaded a number of times. I didn't count the shots, but it was at least 20.
Police say the gunman who turned the Trolley Square Mall into a shooting gallery was just 18. They haven't pinned down a motive. But KUTV's Brian Mullahy says it's clear he would have killed more people if the police hadn't killed him.
He is from Salt Lake City. He wore a long tan leather coat. He had a backpack, and apparently he had a number of rounds of ammunition. And according to one witness, he was not done shooting.
3 people have been killed in a shooting in Palestine, Arkansas. 2 others wounded. Police say they're looking for the gunman. Old Man Winter is up to his old tricks again. A storm featuring heavy wind-blown snow and icy sleet is slicing through the Midwest. CBS's Cynthia Bowers has a snapshot from Chicago.
The nation's busiest airport is anything but this morning. Already 400 flights have been canceled out of Chicago's O'Hare, another 100 or so at Chicago's Midway, all part of this giant storm system that's creating low visibility, heavy snowfall, and winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour.
Some heavy weather slammed the Gulf Coast overnight. WWL's Chris Miller has more on that from New Orleans.
A few homes were flattened, several more severely damaged. A motel that was full of people had its roof torn off, all of exterior walls blown away.
At least one person was killed. The storm cut power to thousands of homes. When lung disease claimed a New York policeman's life, the nation was moved by reports that blamed his illness on exposure to dust from the ruins at Ground Zero. Now it turns out the story was embellished. WCBS Radio's Sean Adams has the latest.
Cesar Borja's widow says they're not true. Dramatic press accounts of her husband volunteering on the smoldering pile of the World Trade Center, pulling 16-hour shifts for months. The truth, she tells the Times, is that police officer Borja worked overtime directing traffic near the site months after the attacks. She doesn't know where the other version came from and says she was too distracted caring for her husband to correct the record.
Off and running, speaking in Dearborn, Michigan within the past hour, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney threw his hat into the ring for the Republican presidential nomination.
With the fine people of Michigan in front of me and with my sweetheart at my side, I declare my intention to run for President of the United States.
In Washington, the House is set to begin debating the troop buildup in Iraq. Democratic leader Steny Hoyer says Congress should have taken a stand against the war long before now.
The Congress has been complacent and complicit in the policies that have been pursued.
Initial White House reaction to a nuclear deal with North Korea is positive. It calls the agreement for an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons program a very important first step. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 66 points. NASDAQ is up 11. This is CBS News.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Denver could well be on its way to breaking a record, but it might be a dubious distinction for many of us. As of today, there's been measurable snow on the ground for 55 days, the third longest stretch on record. The record of 63 consecutive days set back in the winter of 83-84 could be broken if predictions for low temperatures and snow flurries come true for the rest of the week.
Freezing drizzle reported around the area and a whole lot of moisture to work with. Deep upslope winds coming in behind that front, which is backing into the front range from the east. And with that upslope flow continuing, we will see the flurries, freezing drizzle, and fog. That'll be with us for the early morning drive.
9 News meteorologist Kathy Sabin saying a winter weather advisory has been posted for the Front Range. Panhandling could soon be illegal in the seat of the second richest county in the nation. Castle Rock's town council tonight slated to begin debating a proposal to ban begging at intersections. Violators would get a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. And Governor Ritter is hopping mad. He says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is basing its denial of crop disaster aid on criteria that are impossible to meet. Ritter says so much snow remains on the ground that farmers and ranchers are having difficulty assessing their losses. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Westbound I-70 Colorado, we have a Jeep block in the fast lane. Also westbound lanes of I-70 still struggling around Denver West. Giant pothole there has a couple of lanes blocked. Only the left lane's getting by, so you're going to want to steer right to get around that. A possible problem southbound 25 at 50th, and we still have traffic very bogged down. Eastbound 6 between Kipling and Sheridan. Southbound 225 through the Denver Tech Center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cloudy and cold. Freezing drizzle and light snow, high of 23. Right now, light snow at fog, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley Davidson, located at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, is ready to ride for the best in sales, service.
This is Bill Winter. I'll be the MC on Saturday, February 24th, as the Douglas County Democrats welcome Congresswoman Grace Napolitano to our third annual Clinton-Carter dinner. For information, visit douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804. To our third annual Clinton-Carter dinner. For information, visit douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa, and Fifth 5th Avenue and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For hour number three, Russ Johnson is my name, substitute specialist. Jay Marvin has the day off.
It was funny when you walked in. I thought, boy, Jay, you really lost a lot of weight. You shaved off the beard. You don't even look like yourself anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a candidate for that that surgery that he had. Although I'd like to believe that I am. When I went to the doctor and said, what about that gastric, what's it called again?
Bypass.
Gastric bypass. He said, you're kidding, right? I said, no, I'm not kidding, doctor. He said, you're not a good candidate for that.
Jay's looking real good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I was wondering how he has been looking. I've not had a chance to see him since the surgery.
Yeah, we can't say how much he's lost because we're having a contest to that effect. But
we had a contest, Russ, but he's basically lost 41 pounds after like 4.5-5 weeks.
Now, does he still sport the long flowing beard?
Well, not a long flowing beard.
Never
it's
mind.
Big. It's big. You can see his chin. He doesn't have the shelf in front anymore either.
Oh.
You know, he's looking good.
So there's a contest. No one told me this morning. Oh, thanks.
At am760.net.
Yes, at am760.net.
And we're deciding when he'll become the next quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Right on. I dig that. Okay, here is the phone number. It is 303-713-7600. Tapes getting flipped over there, John. 10-4. Good job. Nicely done. Today, the story is Barack Obama. I have dedicated a fair portion of time this morning to talking about Barack Obama and this little brouhaha that has come up. He was in New Hampshire. He said that the 3,000 dead soldiers in Iraq had their lives wasted. And then the very next day he came out and apologized. So we're talking about that today. But also I want to expand the conversation beyond just the immediate concern with what he said in regard to the soldiers and their lives being wasted, and then the apology. Keenly interested, though, in your take on that. But also just in general, what about Barack Obama? Your feelings. John M. is sharing with me this morning that he likes the guy.
Yeah, I don't think he should have apologized. I think it just reinforces an image that the Republicans love to reinforce, that Democrats are a bunch of wussies.
What about the critics, though, who would say he hasn't been in office long enough to make key decisions? He doesn't have the experience for the big job.
He already has answered that, as some of the pundits were figuring he would, by saying it's not a matter of experience, it's a matter of judgment. And I was right, and the rest of the presidential candidates were wrong. They voted for the war. I was against the war from the start.
But he would not. That's a convenient position, isn't it? Because he didn't have the opportunity to vote.
No, he was in the Illinois State Senate.
Wouldn't he have gone along just like everyone else and green-lighted what the president wanted to do?
You know, it's that's a good point, but he is able to sit there and say that he was against this war from the start.
So he served 2 years in the Illinois Senate, and now he's ready, and then he becomes a U.S. senator, and now he's ready for the big dance.
Lincoln didn't have much more experience.
Fair enough, and of course that's why I guess Barack Obama wanted to kick off his campaign in Springfield,
yeah.
Illinois.
And like he said in his kickoff, that yeah, he hadn't been in Washington that long, but he'd been there long enough to know that place needed to be fixed.
One thing about Hillary, though, everything that they could possibly get on Hillary in terms of dirt has already come out. She's been vindicated in the Whitewater situation. I can't imagine there are any icebergs below the surface out there. But Barack Obama, Mark my words.
Well, you know,
something's out there.
He's admitted to a lot of stuff already.
That's what I'm saying, though, John. If he's admitting to cocaine and marijuana, what's coming?
Well, you know, it's interesting with Hillary that the Bush administration now has been firing all these federal prosecutors, these U.S. attorneys all over the country, and putting in political hacks, and they just got rid of the one in Arkansas and put in a buddy of Karl Rove's, who used to be a master, this guy that they put in as the U.S. attorney now. Apparently he was a dirty trickster for Rove. So he's going to be out there in Arkansas trying to dig more stuff up on Hillary. No, that's coming.
You can't get blood out of a turnip, though.
This is true.
I cannot believe that there's going to be anything that could come out on Hillary at this point. The only thing that they're going to have to beat her over the head with is the fact that she voted to authorize the war when everybody else was.
That's all they got on her.
Well, that's the way it goes in politics. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, one line open. Our telephone number again, 303-713-7600. And we also are actively encouraging you, if you'd like to send me an instant text message this morning, log on to AM760.net. To the phones we go. Here's Derek in Denver waiting patiently. Your turn on AM760. Hello.
Yeah, I was talking before the hour. You asked me to hold on, so.
Oh, that's right. That's you.
I held on. That's me.
And we were talking about
what Obama said, and I said I agree with it. But I ultimately, I think it depends on the objective of the war, whether you think it's a waste or not. I was saying that a lot of people in the current administration have benefited greatly from this war. You know, I mean,
financially, you mean?
Financially, Halliburton's over there. Dick Cheney's connected to them. I mean, military spending is on an increase. Rumsfeld's in that game, so. I mean, for them, I guess they wouldn't perceive the lives wasted. I mean, wasted. I mean, for them, the war is beneficial. But I think the rest of us have to decide, you know, what does it mean to us?
Right. Yes, I agree with you. More specifically, though, Derek, my question is about Obama's take that their lives were wasted. You agree with him. Then do you oppose Obama? Just a second, though. Do you oppose Obama, though, when he said that he apologized?
I don't think he should have apologized, because I think that by apologizing, he's just giving into the fear that they're going to, you know, face him as an anti-patriotic or whatever they've been using to quiet people, dissenters up. I mean, that's been going on for 6 years. If you don't agree with what they agree with, you know, then they play these issues out that have nothing, that aren't really even related to the subject. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, even that weasel John Howard, the Prime Minister of Australia, saying in effect the other day that, you know, Al Qaeda's hoping that come March of next year that the Democrats are going to win, that's what Al Qaeda wants. You know, it's that same crap we've been hearing for 6 years.
Yeah, there's no room for dissent in the current White House.
Right, so. Based on that, I think Obama should say what he means. I think he shouldn't have apologized. I think he should have clarified what he meant. I mean, why was it a waste for him? I mean, what made him perceive it as a waste? I mean, you know, sending lives to another country to wage a war that was based on false premises, for Barack Obama, that constitutes a waste. And for a large majority of Americans, that constitutes a waste.
I'm glad that we had a chance to get you back in here so you could make your point. Derek, thank you for the call. In Denver now, this is Keith. You're up on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I agree with Barack Obama. I'm a service member that's gone to Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraq, and without people like that that will stand up and speak the truth, our lives are wasted when we go and do stuff like Iraq. I mean, I love my soldiers. I've done this for 17 years, but you need civilians. You need civilians that stand up and say the things that we can't say. And I applaud him for doing that.
And so if I was able to privately speak with most soldiers, do you think that they would agree with Barack Obama?
No. No, I think soldiers are like the rest of the world where you have, or the rest of our country where you have a multitude of opinions. Soldiers are soldiers. It's a job. I don't think that the average American wants a soldier that starts debating in his mind whether or not something's right or wrong when you put him in a position where he's going to war.
I agree, but you said that Barack Obama was able to say what soldiers can't.
Exactly.
You meant to say what some soldiers won't.
What some soldiers, exactly. Soldiers like myself.
Won't say.
I believe, but I'm a Democrat, and I believe, you know, what he says, that, you know, a lot of lives were wasted. The war is based on false pretenses. I mean, but we do what we're told to do.
Keith, on a completely different side note, I'm curious this morning, after this news out of Salt Lake City involving this mass shooting where this kid went and shot people at random, as a soldier, are you a guy who is prone to carrying a concealed weapon?
I'm a reservist, and as a civilian, I'm a probation officer, and a lot of my friends and stuff, we are armed, but I wouldn't put myself in a position to think that I was, you know, would go and carry out something like that. I mean,
no, I know you wouldn't carry that out, but you may be a person entrusted with ending that situation.
No,
you know,
not at all. That's totally. I think that's a person with a whole separate set of issues.
Who would end it? Okay, well, I think we're on different wavelengths,
you know,
nonetheless.
I got to say to you, I admire you, sir. I mean, you go serve your country in the armed forces. You come out, and you're still serving your country as a probation officer. I applaud you.
Yeah, very well done. I'll take that also. I second the motion to congratulate you, Keith.
Hey, thank you.
All right, man. Work hard.
By the way, I just saw this thing on the...
we got news?
On the Associated Press.
What is it?
John McCain says he fears an offensive by Iraqi insurgents similar to the Tet offensive by the Viet Cong that sent U.S. casualties soaring in Vietnam nearly 40 years ago.
Nice touch.
McCain said in an interview with the Associated Press, it's not the U.S. presence in Iraq that upsets voters, but rather the number of casualties and the possibility those numbers could rise.
Yeah, John McCain, we could talk about him for at least an hour.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer. Because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Look, the news is still tough.
Ed Schultz.
There's more dead people in Iraq, and I don't think it's going to catch the attention of the Senate unless a senator is in one of those choppers that go down. I mean, that's the sense that I get. It's the war, senators. Another helicopter down. More American lives are lost. More money that's going over there unchecked. Don't you feel somewhat helpless as an American out there? I do.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I feel like, heck, we voted, didn't we?
Well, I gotta say, this has got a nice groove to it.
Outside and inside.
8:22. Oh, it's 8:22 in the morning at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and John Turk teases the host this morning. I am Russ Johnson. In for Jay Marvin. I can't say it enough. Jay's a little under the weather. And, John, your passive-aggressive nature is not lost on me there. I realized that was the string cheese incident, and I do think they are they were one of the premier bands out there. Anyway, that's not our topic this morning. Could you play it again? I like the sound of it. I'll tell you what I really like is that Dixie Chicks song, the one they won the Grammy for the other night. The whole album's just incredible. See if you can round that one up in there. Telephone number here is 303-713-7600. Lines have been on fire this morning. Lots of people wanting to opine and lots of people wanting to get it off their mind and on the radio. Their take on Barack Obama saying the lives of the 3,000 dead soldiers in Iraq were wasted. Then he comes back and apologizes the next day. So there's lots of facets and lots of angles to this story. Today in the Rocky Mountain News, Paul Campos writes an editorial, reads in part, "The most important issue in next year's presidential election will be the Iraq War. Every candidate will have to answer the following question. Did you support the invasion of Iraq at the time? And if you've changed your mind about the issue since, when did you do so and why? The candidates are always falling into four groups. Those who opposed the invasion from the beginning, those who supported it and continue to do so, those who supported it but have since concluded that doing so was a mistake, and those who supported it but are now pretending that they really didn't. Of these four groups, the last is easily the most disturbing. The choice between, say, John McCain, who has always supported the invasion, and Barack Obama, who opposed it from the start, is simply that between a hawk and a dove." And then Paul Campos goes on to criticize Hillary Clinton because she has not yet come out, as did John Edwards, and say, "I made a mistake when I voted to authorize the war." Some thoughts on that, too, as we continue. 303-713-7600. To Colorado Springs, here's Tony. Thank you for your patience, Tony. I appreciate hanging in there. Welcome to my world.
Good morning. I think that I totally agree with what he said. I think he should have said it. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Loud and clear. Listen to every word.
He should have said it. Perhaps he said it wrong. Instead of saying the life were wasted, he might have said their deaths were wasted or they died in vain. But I completely agree with what he said. I'm glad he said it. And I don't think he should apologize. I think he should say what he means, mean what he says, and just go forward. We have enough of it in the White House already of changing minds and lying and this and that. We need somebody who can say what they mean. And if it's hard, if other people don't like it, well, we're sorry, but I completely agree. And
well, it would really be tough. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but it really would be tough if you're a family member of one of those soldiers to hear someone running for national office to say that their death was wasted. But I guess maybe that's what it needs to take.
Well, I think it's more that they died in vain. I understand, because I agree with what he's saying. He's not saying, he's saying it didn't need to happen. As a mother, as a veteran, I completely agree. There's certain things you sign up to die for, and certain things that if your child does, I agree, but this is not it. I think they died in vain. Are you proud of them? Yes. Are their parents upset? Yes. Some mother, some father has lost a child, and I think that loss didn't need to happen. I don't think it made a statement. I don't think it made a difference, and I think that's what he's saying. And I agree with it. I totally agree with it. I don't think he's being insulting in any way, shape, or form. But if you've just lost your child, you couldn't distance yourself from that.
No, of course not. Now, you agree, just for clarity here, you agree with his comments the way he made them originally. And for some reason, I'm hearing another phone call on the line there. Tony, thank you very much for your call. That was odd. I don't know if it went across the air, but I certainly heard a little something there. Maybe someone's trying to... Never mind. I'll save the conspiracy stuff. Yeah, I was going to say wiretap it. Thank you, John. All right, let's see. We got an instant message. It's very exciting. An instant message has come to my attention here. Below is, okay, let's see. Good morning. I want to comment on Obama. Wasted seems like a most appropriate term for him to use. It's not about what soldiers did, but what was done to them. He should not have apologized. People are taking what he said and distorting it. I'm hearing people on your show acting as if comments were a personal attack. They're missing the point. Saying the administration has carelessly wasted lives is spot on. Let's focus on the subject of his comments, Bush, and what they have done to these soldiers. Thank you for the instant message. If you'd like to send one, click on am760.net. I very well may share it. Now, Dwayne is next in Weld County. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. The point is that the policy is flawed in Iraq. And the discussion should not be about what someone says about it, in the sense that it's not just what they say. It's the policy that you want focused on. So Barack Obama was correct in seeing what the response was to apologize to get it behind him, because it wasn't what he said. And here's the other thing. We are commenting about what he said. It's not what he said. You should be playing exactly what he said and then have people commenting on it. I just tuned in, so maybe you already did. So many times people are talking about and characterizing what someone has said, and that's what the Republican sound machine is all about. It's not about the policy. Nobody's debating the policy right now. Everyone's talking about whether Barack Obama should have said what he said or not.
No, Barack Obama has not handled this as well as he probably could have. From my point of view, by making the comment in the first place, but beyond that, by apologizing once he did say it.
But the point is it's not... He's going to make more of a issue out of it by standing behind it and not saying it's not important, the actual verbiage of saying that it was wasted or not. The thing that can be said is that the policy in Iraq has been counterproductive.
Everyone knows that.
Lives have been spent in a counterproductive way.
Well, I think people agree with that. The issue, though, contrary to what you're saying, with all
due
respect,
the
point is, though, the term of art wasted.
The term of art wasted?
Yes, to say that their lives were wasted. And that's why he came out and apologized.
Yeah. Well, that's
so that is the issue. That's the topic. You're saying that it's not.
But I'm saying that you're making that the issue. The issue is the policy has failed.
That is the issue, and we all acknowledge that. Now we're taking a strategic look at what this man has to do to get elected, and was it the right move to make to say that these lives were wasted?
Now, you have to also remember how many hours has he probably talked in informal discussions, and this is one point that's been brought out of all of that time.
Yeah, and this is, like you said, this is what the Republicans will be hammering, because they don't have much more else to hammer with. I mean, look at the Bush administration's budget. Look what they're doing. They are assuming cuts to funding for veterans' health care 2 years from now, even as the badly wounded troops are coming back from Iraq and overwhelming the system.
Exactly.
And they're ignoring this stuff. They're spitting. The Bush administration is spitting in the face of our veterans.
That's exactly right. And the Republicans are the ones who are bringing this up. And obviously, it is not. It's the kind of thing that Brock should apologize to the people who have suffered the loss themselves. This is a terrible thing that has happened. It's a terribly complex thing that's happened. The people who are in the situation where they've actually lost their loved ones, it's a tremendously emotional issue. We want to move this beyond being just emotional and being intellectual and bring our intellect to it. What we've for too long been having done to us is to put us into an emotional situation where they then push buttons, emotional buttons, rather than intellectual.
Yes, I think you make some fantastic
points.
You
made some real good points.
No, Dwayne. I have to take care of business here. Let's check traffic with Gina Michaels. We'll come back with more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Ressa. The weather's still creating problems. Traffic jammed up westbound I-70 around Denver West due to that sinkhole. You want to move right to get around it. Stop-and-go conditions, eastbound 6, Kipling to Sheridan. Southbound 25 still pretty stacked up, Thornton North Glen, and on southbound 225 from Parker to Yosemite. You're also still going to find a pretty tough ride northbound 25 due to foggy conditions and a crash that has traffic backing up from Surrey Ridge to Founders Parkway in Castle Rock. Weather today, cloudy and cold, freezing drizzle, light snow, high of 23. Currently light snow, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New from Warner Brothers Pictures, music and lyrics. See the movie critics are calling charming and fun. It's the perfect Valentine's Day treat. Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore have terrific chemistry, music and lyrics, in theaters Wednesday, February 14th.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. The University of Colorado basketball team returns to the Coors Event Center for a Big 12 Conference clash on Wednesday night, hosting number 8 Kansas in Boulder. Charles Johnson and I hit the air at 6:30 with Bubba the Stampede right here on AM 760.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
For some time now, I've been telling you the Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. The 07s are at Rockies. I mean, Rockies has got literally everything you can think of. All-wheel, four-wheel, front-wheel, you name it, they got it. And their matching down is still going on, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next car. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go out there and see Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard. Any of the folks at Rockies are there to help you. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. But most important, get out to Rockies Autos. Now's the time to get that car you've been wanting and save big money, too. Remember, the 07s are there. That's Rockies Autos, located just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, right there on the corner of 63rd and Federal.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free Truth About Estate Planning seminar, 1 week only, 3 different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My truth-seeking mission continues as I fill in for J. Marvin, who's feeling a little under the weather. I guess he's going to be hopefully taking the microphone tomorrow. We will know much more later today. So make sure to tune in tomorrow morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Telephone number 303-713-7600. I am thrilled to get the opportunity to come in here and hang out with you. And the topic of conversation this morning has been primarily about Barack Obama and comments that he made on Sunday night that the lives lost in Iraq were wasted. And he has apologized. And we are having an array of opinions in regard to that. Coming up here after news, the top of the hour, I have a few things that I want to say or ask you about concerning the level of apathy that is apparent in this country. As a bona fide news watcher and a pop culture sponge, it's something that fascinates me. Because every time I come in here, the callers are always very articulate, very, and I'm not just saying this, I'm being very straight with you. They are very, very savvy, very smart about what's going on. And it's amazing, in particular to the war issue, how people's views of things are in sync with mine. Now, today I'm a little out of sync because most people support what Barack Obama said, that these lives were wasted and that he should not have apologized. I kind of feel completely the opposite way. I always think in a strategic way, though. What would it take for Barack Obama to win? And as one of the campaign doctors, I don't think I would suggest that he go in front of the cameras and the constituents and say that these lives were wasted. Not very presidential. Not everybody agrees with me. Coming up, though, I want to take it beyond you and find out why the rest of the country seemingly is so apathetic about what's going on in Iraq. And more specifically, I continue to hear that we're getting ready for war with Iran. And, you know, I have the television monitor on in the studio here. And they're showing these Iranian rounds. I just went online and tried to look for something on it. These M81 rounds. I know I'm probably speaking in error after I do this off the top of my head here. But there's English written on these bombs that are supposed to belong to the Iranians. I'm no investigative journalist, but I would think that if the U.S. found Iranian missiles, they probably wouldn't have English on them. Maybe Farsi. Arabic of some kind. Color me skeptical. Here is Josh in Arvada. Thank you, sir, for waiting. Your turn now on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hey, Russ. This is maybe tied in a little bit with the whole idea that, you know, they're going to try to demonize, even if what Brock said was accurate and correct, they're going to try to demonize it, and they're doing the same thing by trying to change resolutions to be that we won't cut off funding to the troops. And I don't, you know, I think one of the ways to defund the war is to cut off funding to the contractors. Back in World War II, we had military cooks and we had military truck drivers. And we still do. So, and we have military procurement people.
Yeah, but there's a lot more.
They should be buying the stuff and moving it. And if Bechtel and Halliburton and, you know, Blackwater aren't making money on this, that's going to dry up a lot of the funds that go back into campaigns that convince hawks to be hawks. And, you know, if people aren't making money on the war, then you're going to go down to, do we really want to change Iraq or not? And is this worth sending American lives for? And
yeah, Josh, I wish, Josh, that we had a little bit better phone connection there. But I think you're right that there is more of a reliance on contractors. I am holding a story in my hand from the Washington Post, though, when you talk about divvying up the funds for this war. The Army is working to fill a shortfall in Iraq of thousands of Humvee armored kits designed to reduce U.S. troop deaths from roadside bombs. So we can't even get the soldiers over there the proper equipment that they need so that their Humvees don't get blown to bits. Then we compound the problem, as John M. mentioned earlier, once they are wounded and they've had their arms and legs blown off,
yeah, they're cutting
we don't fund it.
You know, it's just disgusting. I'm thinking, this reminded me of that Lisa Myers NBC investigative report she did on that anti-RPG system that the Israelis developed. That's like 99% effective.
That we could be using, but we won't pay for it.
We won't because Raytheon has a contract with the Pentagon, and they're working on it. Their system will be around, in a couple of years.
What was the conflict of interest then? The other company had the technology?
Yeah, the Israelis had the technology.
Uh-huh.
But Raytheon has the U.S. contract. It was an Israeli company.
Oh, the Israeli company has it.
Yeah, so Raytheon doesn't want to lose their contract. So, of course, they put a little pressure on the Pentagon. And the Pentagon's saying, we'll stick with Raytheon. How many more American guys are going to get killed and gals are going to get killed between now and 2009 when Raytheon finally gets the system going?
And in the final chapter of this war, do you think that there's going to be a gradual pullout, or do you think we're going to have suddenly a day when we just
pull out like Vietnam? Yeah.
And what do we call it? We're going to call it pullout day.
Declare victory and leave, as I forget who it was during the Vietnam War that said we should have done that. Declare victory and get out.
That's where we're headed at this point.
I don't know what kind of pullout we're going to. I think it's probably going to be gradual because you know what's going to happen. As soon as we leave, it doesn't matter. There's going to be a bloodbath there. The Shias are going to go after the Sunnis.
And I think now we can thank the president for getting us into this mess because now certainly Iran will feel more emboldened.
Yeah. You know, it was like his old man. His old man had the smarts. And even Dick Cheney, back when he was George Bush's defense secretary, was saying, we're not going to go into Baghdad because then everything's going to, all hell's going to break loose. And we'll have Shia on Sunni and Sunni on Kurd.
Now we have Shia on Shia
and Sunni on
Sunni.
Kurd.
On Sunni, Kurds on Kurds. The whole thing is a block punt and a tragedy. I don't know how we're going to get out. But we'll get out one day.
Yeah, that's the problem the Democrats are facing is how do we get out of there?
How do we kill the clock till 2009 when we get a commander-in-chief in there who's going to take care of business, who isn't delusional?
Yeah, because we know Bush is not going to, he's not going to leave. He's not going to lose Iraq under his watch.
He's intellectually and emotionally incapable of fixing this situation.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, agree or disagree. Here's Ed now in Denver. Your turn on 760. Hello.
Hey. Real quick, not a long-time listener, but I do like the show a lot. I've been listening about a month and some great personalities on it. But I want to say I am a Democrat, always consider myself a little left of center. I completely disagree with what Obama said. If you make a mistake in your personal life, it's counterproductive to assess that as a wasted effort. And also, I don't think I'm going to be able to vote for the guy because I don't think saying we're going to be out a year after I get elected is a clearly defined exit strategy either. And I want to hear more specifics. We created a huge quagmire there. It's not responsible to the allies we got involved. It's not responsible to the Iraqi people or our people to just bolt. I want to hear what the exit strategy is.
Well, Barack Obama, his plan is to gradually pull down troops once he is elected. That's what he said he'd like to do, and have the troops out, I believe, by May, is what he was saying, by May after he takes office. Appreciate the phone call. Let's move on to Peggy and Littleton. Hello.
Yes, thank you for taking my phone call. Just to change the subject a bit, back to Iraq, which is the subject. This morning I heard on the news that the Democrats in both houses, the House and the Senate, are going to next introduce legislation that would require that no troop could be sent over to Iraq unless they are fully trained and fully equipped. I think this is brilliant, politically and morally correct thing to do. And I would love to hear Mitch McConnell argue that our troops don't need to be fully trained and fully equipped. And I just wondered what your thoughts on this tactic might be.
I agree with you. I've heard this morning a little bit in the news that the Dems are coming up with their own plan. John, have you heard more on that?
Yeah, basically, House Speaker Pelosi is, the issue is coming up in the House now, and they're going to. This is the first debate they've had in the House since the Democrats took over. First debate about the war, and Pelosi says lawmakers, have got to focus on figuring out how to lessen the violence so the troops can come home. She says it's going to be a straightforward vote at the end of the debate, probably by Friday. And again, this is a non-binding resolution.
Non-binding.
Yeah.
We have members of the GOP who don't want us to even debate something that is non-binding.
That was the thing I found so hypocritical is John Warner, who has his own resolution in the Senate on a non-binding resolution. And he wouldn't even vote to allow debate on his own resolution.
Duplicitous. It's Russ Johnson talking with John M. I'm in for J. Marvin on Denver's Progressive Talk 760. Stand by.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We still have several areas for backups. Westbound I-70, where we've had that giant pothole just over 20th Street. Watch out for definite delays through there. That'll be just before Denver West. Eastbound I-70 had a lot of stop and go as well between Pecos and York. And if you're down in the Founders Parkway area through Castle Rock, northbound I-25, we're seeing some heavy delays there due to a crash that has traffic backed up to Surrey Ridge. Weather outlook today, cloudy, cold, looking for that freezing drizzle. Light snow, only a high of 23. Tonight, light snow, patchy fog, 1 to 3 inches expected south and west, a low of 5. Right now, light snow and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800-
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
On the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
This was my third letter from our bank. Dear Mrs. Jones, you were in default on your mortgage. Your house will now go to foreclosure.
I can't read anymore. I was desperate.
If you're in this situation like I was, and you want to save your house and keep your family together, call National Homeowners Financial. They helped me, and they can help you stop the foreclosure and keep your house so you don't have to move. Besides saving your home, National Homeowners Financial can help you pay off or pay down other creditors and even put some cash in your pocket. So if you haven't made your house payment in 2 to 4 months, don't wait to get the next letter saying you're going to foreclose.
To qualify, you must have at least 25% equity in your home. If you do, call right now. 800-515-6304. 800-515-6304. Call now to learn how you can save your home from foreclosure. 800-515-6304. 800-515-6304.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Have you ever heard that before? Gunshots you don't hear don't hurt.
Oh.
Long story. 8 minutes out from 9 o'clock, I'm teaching John Turk what I know about the world off the air. I'm Russ Johnson, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking the day off. I hope he gets back here very soon. It has been a marvelous experience getting to sit here in the beautiful, luxurious Clear Channel Studios, watching the sun come up this morning and looking at light snow falling. I got to tell you, I had the strangest experience this morning, and I'm an investigative type person. Not an investigative reporter, just a curious type person. In all of my adult life, I've never had this occur until this morning. Now, I'm coming to these phones here. I'm going to take your calls on Barack Obama saying that the 3,000 dead lives, the dead soldiers' lives were wasted, and then apologizing. And we're going to get into some new territory, I think, coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. I hope you will keep close to the radio, because I want to talk about apathy. There seems to be a lot of it around these days, but not so much with you, I understand. But anyway, this experience I had this morning, I think the atmospheric conditions are just perfect. For whatever reason, the garage door went up this morning. I started driving over to the radio station. And, you know, as sometimes happens, you get a little condensation on the windshield. And I know this little trick where I'll put a little bit of the blue stuff, the windshield washer fluid, on the window, and it clears it right up. Today, though, was not one of those days. It was seriously the strangest experience I have ever had. And I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. It's my hometown. I've driven in a lot of this kind of weather. Never had the occasion to have this happen where it froze into a solid sheet of ice on my windshield. So I stopped the car because I absolutely could not drive. I could not see out, even with the defrost on and everything. Rolled the windows down, tried every trick I could think of in the book to get the windshield to be clear. And now, as soon, the point of all this is just to say that as soon as I get off the air today, I'm going to have to begin trying to really understand what was it about today. The ambient temperature in the garage was somehow off. What was it that made today the day where I had to pull the car over and actually try, after I had the windshield clear out of the garage, to scrape the window? And then I still could not get this gunk off. Maybe it was pollution. Maybe it was something else that's going on today. Or is this weird light drizzle that was falling? Maybe you could help me on that. Let's take phone calls here. Get to work. Here is Stephen in Denver. Thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think we will go into Iran, because on March 23rd, Iran is not going to accept any more federal notes or anything.
On what day?
March 23rd.
The big trigger date is actually the day that the UN Security Council sanctions go into effect. I fully expect the Iranians to try and wiggle out of that. But these days on the streets in Tehran, people are wondering, will they or won't they? And the they is the United States of America. You are here to say you believe we are about to go to war with Iran.
Betcha. I believe that's the reason why we went to war in Baghdad.
It terrifies the hell out of me.
Pardon me?
It terrifies the hell out of me, the notion of going to war with Iran. But I can see how the hawks in Washington and these people who have the ear of the president are seeing things. Yeah, the ground war in Iraq is not going well, but they'll say, well, this is going to be an air war in Iran, and that's why we're moving all of these battleships near Iran, because we're going to hit them from the air.
That's why they wanted to put in 20 or 30,000 more troops. Where do you think those troops are going to end up eventually going?
Going into Iran? Ground troops?
You betcha.
That's where you think we're going also.
I think we're doing that because the Federal Reserve note will not be accepted anymore over Iran. Saddam Hussein was going to do that same thing. Did not want any more Federal Reserve notes. They wanted
Federal
Europe.
Reserve notes. Okay, I got to make note of this. I'm caught flat-footed. I didn't know about this. What day were you saying?
I said March 23rd.
All right, March 23rd.
You betcha.
Federal Reserve notes.
We don't take our Federal Reserve notes. We have to buy foreign debt to get the euro.
All right, wait a second here. If you get to your office and think about it, drop me an email, please. RussJohnsonDenver@gmail.com. March 23rd, Federal Reserve notes. I'll make a note of that. I'll follow up on that after the show. At the same time that I try to figure out what happened with the windshield problem this morning, here is Ellen in Denver, in the air everywhere. Your turn on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Ross. This is Ellen from Denver.
Hi, Ellen from Denver.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, I agree with Barack Obama because, excuse me, let's address this war from how it started. It was Osama bin Laden who started, who was the mastermind of that American Trade Center deadly
attack?
Event.
Event, okay.
So these young, brave, articulate soldiers...
Ellen, let's fast forward here, okay? Because I want to make the most of our time together.
Okay.
Barack Obama says the 3,000 dead soldiers' lives were wasted. Do you agree?
I definitely agree.
Do you think that he should have apologized?
I don't think he should have apologized.
Do you think that he would have gotten crucified by the media if he had not apologized?
Yes. He would have been crucified, but so what? He whatever he says, he should say what he means and stick with what he said.
So it's a knock against him that he offended all of these families of dead soldiers. He made the situation worse.
I apologize to the family who lost their kids. The soldiers in the war, but at the same token, they went there thinking they were protecting their family, not knowing they were protecting these rich people who eyes were looking at money and thinking that how they can get richer from oil. That's what this whole war was about.
That's right. Ellen, thank you. Back with more AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Kmart's making this Valentine's Day special with two ways to save. First, get an exclusive Kmart Scratch and Save card and save instantly on great Valentine's gift ideas, like an extra 20% off sterling silver jewelry or $3 off any Russell Stover Valentine's Day box chocolates. And then redeem your card between March 16th and 18th and save $5 off $50 purchases, $10 off $100 purchases, and $15 off when you spend $150 or more. That's a whole lot of special savings just for coming to Kmart.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The White House is signaling its pleasure with the outcome of six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The administration is also cautious, Nick. A spokesman calls it an important first step while noting the threat of sanctions if North Korea fails to end its nuclear weapons program. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Einhorn sees potential loopholes.
Critical issues have not been nailed down in this agreement. You know, whether and when they will dismantle, whether and when they'll fess up on the uranium enrichment, program.
Einhorn notes that North Korea's blemished record on international agreements. The incentive for the North this time, oil in exchange for shutting down its nuclear efforts. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The House, in about an hour, launches debate on its own non-binding resolution opposing President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq. Live to CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
This debate, in which all 435 members of Congress will get to speak, is on a Democratic resolution opposing President Bush's Iraq plan. Minnesota Democrat Tim Walz.
The president should not send more troops to Iraq for the simple reason that it will not make any difference on a deteriorating situation on the ground.
Republican Patrick McHenry didn't even try to hide his contempt.
This non-binding resolution is simply a mealy-mouthed attempt to appease their Democrat leftist base.
Republican leaders managed to delay a similar measure in the Senate, but by week's end, the House will pass it, and doubtless with some Republican votes. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, Salt Lake City police are still not sure why an 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a mall last night, killing five people and wounding four others.
Just kind of looking around, didn't say a word, had a rifle that looked like a big shotgun in his hand, and I just grabbed my four-year-old and ran and yelled to people that there was a guy with a gun and that we needed to call 911.
The gunman was shot dead by police in Philadelphia. Authorities say a man who may have been an angry investor shot and killed three men at a business meeting and critically wounded a fourth last night before taking his own life. What a mess. A wintry storm's churning through the Midwest, a mix of sleet and heavy snow, making life miserable all over the region. CBS's Cynthia Bowers is in the Windy City.
The snow is falling so fast in the Chicago area, officials say the work of the 300 snow plows is being negated. That is, as soon as a road is plowed, the snow covers it again. So driving in places like Chicago and Indianapolis is extremely treacherous. And, of course, all this is moving eastward as the day progresses.
Some 500 flights have been canceled at O'Hare. There's another contender in the race. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has announced he's running for the Republican presidential nomination.
It is time to build a new American dream for all Americans.
Romney made his announcement in Michigan, where he was born and where his father was governor in the 1960s. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 59 points. This is CBS News.
When your heart seems to open, leave your worries far behind. Go on and treat your Valentine. Let's go out back tonight.
Life's better when together. This Valentine's, go out there. Where fresh are eternally seasoned and sick. The steaks, thick and juicy. Bring your Valentine. Forget your worries.
Let's go out back tonight.
This Valentine's, let go.
Life is better when together.
Go out there.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here again. Remember your game plan for last year's Valentine's Day? That didn't work out too well, did it? Here's a better idea for this year. Go to the jewelry store at JCPenney. They are the undisputed Valentine's Day jewelry headquarters for diamonds, gold, gemstones, and watches. All the things women just love. You can get a 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart pendant right now for just $99.99. And they have fine jewelry and watches at 20 to 60% off all through February 14th. Now that's a game plan. JCPenney.
Good morning, 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. If you parked your car outside last night, you know that sound. A hefty layer of ice coating windows and mirrors after freezing drizzle and some cold temperatures. And unfortunately, this is just the beginning of a cold blast that's going to hit us this week.
Cloudy, cold, a winter weather advisory in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. Fog, freezing drizzle, poor visibilities.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter says we can expect snow on and off through tomorrow. ACLU says it's filed a lawsuit against the Denver Police Department for sloppy police work. A woman was prevented from getting a job because the cops said she had a criminal record. She did not, but she had the same name as a woman who was a suspect in an assault case. Colorado has lost its distinction as the nation's foreclosure capital, but officials say rather than the state's foreclosure rate dropping, other states have simply caught up. While Colorado's rate was higher in the nation, highest in the nation for 9 out of 12 months last year, the rates in Nevada, Michigan, and Georgia all were higher in January. And a Boulder judge has set a trial date for next spring for a wrongful death lawsuit filed against a University of Colorado fraternity where a freshman died of booze poisoning in September of 2004. The mother of CU student Gordy Bailey claims the frat was negligent and guilty of reckless misconduct during the night on which Bailey and other pledges were forced to drink large amounts of booze. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we have a couple of new closures. Northbound I-25 has been shut down at Walsenburger due to the poor driving conditions. Eastbound I-70 now closed between Obed and Julesburg as well. We have a wreck on the ramp eastbound Boulder Turnpike to I-25. Still struggling westbound I-70 around Denver West due to that sinkhole. And northbound 25 was still bogged down through Castle Rock. Weather today, cloudy and...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
...of arming Iraq. Senator Chris Dodd will respond to all of that. Veterans are facing cuts by the administration to balance the budget. And what about the idea of companies doing random background checks and getting rid of employees after working at those companies for years? Is that fair?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on Denver's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. It is a lovely experience to be sitting here with John M. kibitzing about what we did and did not know about Perry Mason.
I don't know how we got on that show.
I don't know how we did either, but it was
kind of interesting when I was working at a radio station in San Francisco. It was back in the late 80s, and all of a sudden we got word that Raymond Burr, who lived in Northern California, that Raymond Burr had died. And then we saw on the wire, the AP wire, the announcement was made by his longtime companion, so-and-so, a fellow. And we were all sitting around the newsroom going, nobody knew that Perry Mason was gay.
Until that day.
No big deal, but it was...
Well, back then it would have been a big deal because there was even a bigger taboo about that sort of thing.
I guess not in
San Francisco. Oh, it's 8 minutes after the hour. My uncle, upon graduation from law school, was reassured by my grandpa that if he had any questions, he could just come to him because he had watched all the episodes of Perry Mason. And he was not kidding. That's the most pathetic part.
I think a lot of people got into law based on watching Perry Mason when they were kids.
Probably. John Turk just mentioned he has never seen the show.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Girls Gone Wild. Okay, instant messages coming in. I was just about to say that I have opened up the phone lines here, and I want to bring up something this morning. I mentioned this earlier, and I think I want to focus on it a little bit more. The notion of apathy and why it is that so many Americans seem to be so apathetic about what's going on in Iraq. Now, I'm not talking about you necessarily, those people who listen to the station. I'm talking about in general. As a person who is an observational warrior, I pay attention to these kind of things. And, you know, we don't have... like we have in during the Vietnam War, people who are inspired to get out there and express themselves. And there seems to be collectively this sense of apathy in the country. And I want to give you an opportunity to explain to me why you think that is the case. And beyond that, why are there so many Americans who are so seemingly apathetic about the prospect of war with Iran? This is the one that really baffles me. You can say that Bush lied. You can say that the war was a mistake. You could say what Barack Obama said, that the lives lost were wasted. That was with the first war, arguably maybe the second, Afghanistan being the first, and we went into Iraq. And now everyone agrees the war has been a mistake, John M. 85% of the American public think the war is going in the wrong direction in Iraq. And yet, seemingly, there are people who are standing on top of the mountain screaming that it's just absolutely, completely wrong that we are now going to tangle with Iran.
You know, it's insane. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Peter Pace, coming out this morning saying there's no evidence the Iranian government is supplying Iraqi insurgents with deadly roadside bombs. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he says, the roadside bombs, yeah, they may have come from Iran, but that doesn't mean the government was involved in supplying them. When those three military officials got up there on Sunday and made the claim, they did so under condition of anonymity.
And what's that all about?
There was nobody from the State Department there. There was nobody from the CIA. And even the White House, even Tony Snow is like holding this thing at arm's length. You know, he's saying, well, it's you people in the news media.
Yeah, it's the media's fault, even though I was sharing with you earlier the USA Today cover story from the 31st day of January where they were detailing all of this supposed evidence that the White House administration has come up with against Iran. And it's bewildering to me. And I have a line open. I want to talk about this. 303-713-7600. Why are so many people seemingly indifferent to the prospect of war with Iran? We invaded Iraq because they had active chemical and biological weapons programs, supposedly. They had these huge stockpiles. They had this advanced nuclear weapons program, we were told. But now, suddenly, they don't even have a machinist who's skilled enough to make a roadside pipe bomb.
Jeez.
You know, so now these people who were supposed to have weapons of mass destruction, these people who were supposed to have all of these nefarious stockpiles, they're not capable of making an IED, so it must be that we're getting them from Iran. That's the only logical conclusion, and the only proof that we need is whatever the administration feeds us, and they have fed us bad information to get us into the war in Iran, and now they've been called out numerous times. And we're heading right down the same path with a war with Iran this time.
But I don't think the American people are buying it, you know.
You think that they're not, huh?
I don't think they're buying it, and I think that's why Tony Snow all of a sudden is holding this thing at arm's length. All of a sudden they're realizing,
this isn't going to work. Is this now? This is fascinating to me, John M. So originally they thought, we can pull the wool over their eyes again.
We can do it again. Yeah.
And now they're starting to get some initial indications that that tact isn't going to work.
So they're backing off.
I hope you are right.
Because
I have this whole file here where I've been keeping, because this time I'm not going to get burned twice. I'm keeping now all of these reports and stories that were coming out about Iran and how they are fomenting violence in the Middle East. And I am keeping this file fully expecting that one day it's going to come out that all of the information and intelligence was cooked. It would not surprise me at all. Let's go to the phones. Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Here's Harlan. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get us started. Hello.
Hi, this is Harlan. First of all, I really enjoy your show, and you guys are doing a really good job. You were asking earlier about why do you think Americans are so apathetic about this war?
And people may agree with me, they may disagree with me. This is my observation. I see the poll numbers that 85% of the American people are not happy with the direction of the war, yet I don't see the agitators. I don't see mass protests in the street. There was a couple months ago, maybe it was a month ago, a big protest. And compared to other more recent unpopular wars, no one came out for it.
Right. Well, I think after this last election, people had voted for a change, but now they see in Congress that nothing's happening, and in fact, the president is actually thumbing his nose at the wishes of the American people and just going off on his own, and people just kind of feel helpless that they can't do anything about it now, so they stop paying attention to it.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. At least this is a theory that I could maybe try to understand, that the reason that there's this perception that people are apathetic is because they feel like they have no voice and no representation, that this president is going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, despite the fact that according to polls and talking to your neighbor, people don't like what's going on in Iraq.
Right, and they don't like it, and they can't do anything about it. That's the problem. They see the president just doing whatever he wants, like you said.
And you don't consider yourself apathetic.
No, I'm not. I'm not really apathetic, but the only thing I can do right now is call stations like this and protest the war.
Very well done. And I'm not talking about you, obviously, right now. I'm talking about everyone else. You know, where's the tipping point? Or when is the tipping point? Because it is coming, right? I'd like to know your answer to this question, because I have been waiting for the moment for a long time, waiting for that moment for the bulb to go off and collectively everyone in this country wake up to the fact that President Bush started this war because he wanted to impress his father. And now it's a mess. Everything else is just window dressing. At the end of the day, there's some big, deep-seated complex going on between the president and his daddy.
Yeah, Oedipus, there's so much Oedipal stuff going on here. A Freudian shrink would have a field day with him.
Grab that line now, 303.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
If I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction, it probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Sure, balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Get progressive about your career. You listen to AM 760, now you can join the team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.
Ooh, boy,
come
so
and
good.
Take my herb.
So good.
None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth.
My name is Russ Johnson, your talk radio slut. Oh, no, that's what somebody was calling me. Say, I'm a talk radio slut. What does that mean? Some of you people are so fascinating. J. Marvin has the day off. He's feeling a little under the weather, so I got the call off the bench and into the action. I think a lot of people in this country know, deep in their minds, know that the bottom is quickly approaching. And yet, at this point, everyone keeps just going on their merry way, waiting for the bottom to start to fall in Iraq. And we're there, and now, guess what's in the scope? Iran. Although now the White House is trying to distance themselves from what they've said previously about Iran trying to get the war fired up and killing our soldiers. And yet there's this vibe that I have, I pick up on this stuff, that most people just really don't care. And so I thought that's the time and place. I might bring that up as we continue with the show today. 303-713-7600, the telephone number. I was liking that song a lot, John. I'll tell you, there's another song on. Oh, the instant messages are coming in here. Now, here's another one. Somebody calling me a talk radio slut. Real clever. Okay, thank you, John. Here is Willow in Denver. You're first up here. You're on AM 760. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say I agree with that last caller. I don't feel that I'm apathetic, but I don't really know what to do. I hear about senators, you know, on the news trying to stop Bush from sending more troops, and if they can't stop him, what can we do?
You know what? I had not considered that yet. That's why I wanted to throw it out there to get some reaction, that people feel helpless. They feel that their hands are tied. They don't feel yet compelled to take a day off from work, for example, and go protest. Or just to mail it in where collectively we get everybody on the same page and say, no. We're not going to have a 30-year war. You don't get to say there's no timelines and then tell us it's a 50-year war. Here's Wynn in Livermore. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Why do you think people are so apathetic?
Well, I feel frustrated. I live in an area where there are a lot of political activists. In fact, a lot of us have reactivated the ACLU chapter up here because we're so worried about the Military Tribunals Act and so forth. But when I call Allard and Musgrave and even Diane DeGette and Salazar, I get nothing in terms of where do you stand on this insanity of going into Iran. They say, oh, well, we don't know where this person stands on it. If they don't know where they stand on Iran, well, then, what are our leaders doing?
Wynn, give me an idea. You mean you call your congressman's office or your senator's office, and you talk to some office flack,
yes,
and you say, what is the senator's position on X, and they'll say, I don't know?
Yes, yes. And I say, well, will you get back to me?
And what do they do?
They say they will get back to me. Now, I have an email from Salazar. I haven't opened yet. But he usually is kind of wishy-washy around. You know what scares me? I've worked in mental health and addictions. I feel like we're living in a country that is in denial and we're addicted to materialism. We have a leader who's an addict. He's an untreated addict. And that there's a wonderful book called True Believers. And I feel like Bush is right out of that book where he's so fanatical and he's so desperate now that he'll do anything to try to save his ego, including bombing Iran.
Mm.
It's very, very scary, and maybe people are just scared shitless. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. This is Shelley now, and Parker, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes.
Everybody has to watch Frontline tonight. It's on the Bush administration crackdown on the press. There's a reporter sitting in jail right now, an American reporter, who took a video of the war protest, and it was also a protest against corporate greed, I guess, in San Francisco in 2005. And he's sitting in jail right now for not wanting to turn over his videotape to the FBI because he figures the FBI wants it to do a database on all the pictures of the people. War protesters, and this could also have something to do with it, what people are afraid. It's very scary, and it's going to be on PBS tonight, I think at 9 o'clock, Frontline.
Okay, I never miss Frontline. I'm glad for the reminder. And, Shelley, I want to get a sense from you, your theory here. You're obviously a thoughtful person who cares about these issues. Why has the Iraq War not become galvanized in people's minds to the point where they're willing to change their behavior to end the war?
I don't think it's happening to enough people. I think there's barely 1% that are serving. Unless you, the thing that drove, I was young in the 60s, what drove that was the draft. If it hadn't been for the draft, you wouldn't have had the epidemic of protest. But look how long it took. We started protesting in the 60s, and we still didn't get out of that war till what, 1975?
75, sure.
Look how long it took. And it takes a mass movement. And most people now are working so hard just to make ends meet. And it's a little different. You know, we had it a lot better, I think. I made more in the 70s than I did now. You know, wages, you know.
And, yep.
And the young people were more privileged. I mean, they went to college, but they didn't have to work. You know, it was a little bit different situation.
A different time.
Right.
Why do you think that President Bush is emotionally incapable of admitting the depth of our problem in Iraq?
Because of his ego, just like the other gal said, and I have to, that has a lot to do with it. And I just don't think he's mentally... I just think he's just deficient.
He's crazy.
Very scary.
I agree. I totally agree. And I appreciate your contribution to the show. Maybe you're right. What separates this war from the other war that wasn't very popular either is simply the fact that we don't have a draft today. Maybe this country will start getting fired up about the way that things are going when they start to notice that their 18-year-old is getting a draft card. Maybe when those 18-year-olds have to start going down to the federal building, it'll start waking people up. You know, as soon as your kid passes their physical and is getting ready to be sent off to Iraq, maybe we would see, you know, even the holy roller types get fired up to end the war. These holy roller types, my God, I don't know what the deal is with them. I know more than a few, and they are all fired up about the war. But the problem is they're in support of the war. They all think this is rooted in biblical prophecy or something. I don't get those people. Why? That, you know, that's a topic for another day. I got to write that down. Some of the best topics just occur to me while I'm on the air. John, can you research this and get back to me with an answer? Why are the Christians so in love with war? Did I step in it? Come on, we're being honest here. This isn't my Barack Obama moment. I'm not talking out of church. I operate in a lot of different circles of people. And I can tell you without any hesitation that anybody I meet who says, for example, that they are evangelical, they are in love with President Bush, and they believe we are not only winning the war, but that we will win the war. Don't even get me started. I realize that. 9:30 now, coming up on the bottom of the hour. We're going to do a little traffic update here with our friend Gina.
Hey, thanks, Russ. On northbound 25, right now we've got a major closure between Trinidad and Walsenburg. Had very adverse driving conditions there. Also, eastbound I-76 has been shut down between Ovid and Julesburg. We had a rolled semi. Looks like you're being detoured there at the Ovid exit. Dealing with a wreck, brand new one, eastbound Alameda. It's completely blocked at Osceola, so watch out for delays there. Weather today, cloudy, cold, freezing drizzle, light snow, high of 23. Right now, light snow. 1-800-516-1016. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank asks, when's your save day? When you take the money you would have spent and don't. Because over time...
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance. Today.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Hundreds, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Russ Johnson. Jay Marvin has the day off. He's feeling a little under the weather. John Turk is pushing the buttons on the other side of the glass and helping me get through this today. I'm going to be here until 10. Also, I'm receiving some interesting instant messages at am760.net. This one is my absolute favorite of all morning. And it simply reads, Russ, great to hear you on the air. I hope Clear Channel gets their act together and gives you a show. Signed, your wife. Okay. 303-713-7600, the telephone number. I have so many things that I could be talking about, but something that came up earlier in the show, I'm making my business here. The notion that most Americans are still apathetic about the war. Now, granted, you know more than the average bear does about the war, but you're the exception. The majority of people went along with the war from the very beginning, a bunch of brown shirts. They all went along with what was being peddled to them. And, well, now we see the devastating consequences of that decision. And yet, oddly enough, you can't look in the news without seeing some other story related to how we're gearing up for war in Iran. And, well, now the White House is trying to back off of those comments, but they're out there, and they did the same thing in the build-up to the war with Iraq. Everybody knew we were going to war, but the administration said, no, we're not. They tried to float it out. They're like, maybe it wasn't going to happen. But we all knew it was going to happen, and it did happen. And now it's deja vu, like Groundhog Day all over again. But last week, we had the military presenting evidence that shows Iran is behind bombings that killed 170 troops. But nobody in America is really likely to care unless the military can prove the Iranians killed who? Anna Nicole Smith, let's say. If they can prove that, then the Americans will start to wake up. They won't be so apathetic anymore. I just feel like I'm getting chipped, man. I wasn't really socially aware in the 60s. You know, history starts on the day you're born. So I've always been kind of interested in the Ministry of Information, the Black Panther Party, and, you know, all these people who were, let's say, frustrated by the lack of progress and social issues and political issues at the time. And there was turmoil across the land. And it's probably because of the draft. People seem to be more fired up during the Vietnam War, especially the Black Panthers. But you had the other groups, too, like Abby Hoffman and his group, Jerry Rubin, the Yippies, the Youth International Party. Where are the agitators? That's another topic I might have to get one of these days. No, John, Carrot Top is irritating, but not an agitator. Slight difference. Okay? Thanks for the contribution, though. I appreciate that. Ludacris, like Ludacris, he's kind of an agitator, but not really in the way that Abby Hoffman was. Did you see during the Grammys when Ludacris got up and thanked Bill O'Reilly for his Grammy? I love that. Classic moment. You know what? I can't, and I'm going to come to the phones here, but as I think about agitators, Dixie Chicks. That's as much as I love the Dixie Chicks. John, get the song. As much as I love the Dixie Chicks, and as much as I am absolutely thrilled and proud that they swept at the Grammys, they're not really agitators. You know, I mean, they've been through a hell of a lot for one little comment in London about being ashamed that they're from the same state as Bush. So who do we stuck with? We got the Dixie Chicks and Cindy Sheehan. I mean, I want some people doing some theatrical stuff. I want them closing down I-25. I want to get some publicity. I want people to start to wake the hell up. Like, this is not worth the brain damage, people. I have one opportunity to fill in for Jay Marvin, a guy I have so much respect for. I have the opportunity to be on this station and ask you why. Why are people not getting fired up? Is it simply because, as one caller suggested, we don't have the draft? Although that was a fantastic point. John, it's your turn in Highlands Ranch. Thank you for your patience and welcome to my world. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Come on, guys. Thanks for your efforts, huh?
Certainly.
Appreciate it. We're not all fired up about Iran because, frankly, I think most of America doesn't really realize what war is and that we're in one. When you consider that it's less than 1% of the population is in the military, and if you put all their family and friends together, you're still talking less than 10% of the entire country is directly affected by this war. The other part, I think, is all this information dissemination and, you know, the games that they've been playing along the propaganda line. You know, excuse me. When the instant that second plane hit the towers, and I knew that it wasn't an accident, I knew that we were going to Iraq, and this was going to be their excuse. Now, I'm just some simple blue-collar guy who pays attention, but it was clear what their agenda was when they came into office. And it's like, like the media twists the issues and clouds.
Well, I totally agree. I'm never comfortable criticizing the media here, but sometimes they definitely deserve it. I am right now staying on point to the issue as to why the war has not led people to become activists. Do you have an answer to that question, John?
I do think, you know, the apathy that we see is really you know, have a lot to do with the information, with the propaganda. You know, it's like the big issues are defocused off, and they don't cover, you know, a lot of what's really going on. And we always talk about the deaths in this war, just like we did on the first Gulf War. You'd ask the average American how many people died in the first Gulf War, and they'll say 116 or however many we lost in those 100 hours, when the reality was it was almost 500,000, counting the Royal Guard. And nobody ever talks about that. Mm. Right now, we're looking at hundreds of thousands of people dying.
Easily. I totally understand the point here. I'm going to make the most of the time. Thank you for your call, though. I appreciate it. 9:40 the time, 20 minutes out from 10. Looking for the armchair psychiatrist right now. And call and tell me the reason that we haven't started to bombard our elected officials' offices with messages and demands to stop the war. One lady called in, said she called Allard's office, talked to a staffer. They didn't even know what his position was on the war. She wasn't kidding.
Jeez.
I sent a little letter to him, and I said, here's a picture that was taken of you and me together. I ask that you please do everything in your power to stop the war. In the meantime, will you please sign this with my name and mail it back to me? So I can put it on the wall. And he just signed his name, not my name. Classy move.
Yeah, that's how they are. That's the thing that's so frustrating is the unresponsiveness.
You know what we need? We need a surge of no more excuses.
Yeah.
That's what we need a surge of.
Good line.
Here's Larry in Weld County. You're up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, I can tell you what the apathy is all about, and I can tell you a solution.
Hit me.
Apathy comes from the fact that we were made ignorant. We were made arrogant. We were made to not know what's going on. We were made to, you know, as the lady said before, you know, it's like we don't know what to do. I was in that 91 war, and, you know, when you guys were back here watching Schwarzkopf talk about that fellow that the lucky Iraqi that passed the bridge before it blew up.
Yep.
You know, I was on Patriot radar watching thousands of sorties going into Iraq, devastating the infrastructure, and at the same time, and I've interviewed a lot of Americans, both kids and adults, and mostly adults. Baby boomer age.
So, Larry, tell me one more time, why are we apathetic then?
The 91 veterans are the unknown people.
Wait, are you going to answer my question, or are you just not going to answer it?
Well,
if you can't answer it, it's all right. We'll get back to you. You think about it, and I'll try another day. I don't mean to be rude, but I want to really figure out from people why and how they feel that we're in an apathetic position right now. Here is Bob in Lakewood. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a fear. I've got dread that Bush is unbalanced and, you know, wants to invade the war as a way to move us to fascism, and why people aren't more upset about it. I guess I'd have to say, and I know other people you are saying about the press, but I read the newspaper a lot, and when you're saying it's real obvious, I find little bits and pieces about Iran, but Bush has been getting softballs thrown at him from the mainline press.
Oh yeah, they've been tremendously lazy.
I don't think people, because it's not really out there, they don't realize the stakes. I mean, why would we want to invade another country? We're doing so well in Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Hey, third time's the charm.
I wish I wasn't actually laughing about it, because it is pathetic, not true. But you're exactly right. And we've gotten into this quagmire, for all intents and purposes, in Iraq, and yet seemingly people just stand by idly and think, gosh, this is really bad, but I guess we're going to war with Iran next. Oh, well. Here's an instant message concerning some reasons as to why people might be apathetic. Corporate media.
Yeah.
People feel powerless. People are too busy.
You know, that has a lot to do with it. People are not paying as close attention as we would like to think they are.
There might be wisdom in that. You're right. I get so caught up on surfing the internet every day and sending stuff to my friends and trying to whip them up and wondering why the hell are you not as fired up and pissed off about it as I am. And at the end of the day, it's because they're just too busy?
Yeah, I mean,
they don't live in a world where they deal with this.
Chuck Schumer, the senior senator from New York, has written a book, and he has a couple that are imaginary couple, his imaginary friends, as he calls them. And he's really fleshed them out in his head. And, you know, they live in a middle-class suburb in upstate or in downstate New York, and... I forget, he's an insurance salesman, and she's a teacher or something, and they have three kids, and they're all these ages, and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things he says is that they watch the local news occasionally. They're not watching Olbermann. They're not watching Matthews. They're not watching the talking head shows on Sunday morning. They're not reading the newspapers. They don't have time. They got three kids and two jobs.
Where if you look back in the 60s, you would have had Walter Cronkite and CBS leading people to the altar and making it a little more palatable that they would feel it necessary to protest.
Yeah.
Because there were less options.
There were less options, and I don't think people were working as hard back in those days.
And they were making a whole hell of a lot more money.
They didn't have to work that, you know, they didn't have to put in 60-hour weeks.
My father has passed away, but I look at his checks and see what he was making in 1971 running a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I'm thinking, damn, he had the world by the tail.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Only $18.88 each. They have a variety of fresh flowers, chocolates, cards, everything you need for your Valentine, all at Albertsons.
Look, the news is still tough.
Ed Schultz.
There's more dead people in Iraq, and I don't think it's going to catch the attention of the Senate unless a senator is in one of those choppers that go down. I mean, that's the sense that I get. It's the war, senators. Another helicopter down. More American lives are lost. More money that's going over there unchecked. Don't you feel somewhat helpless as an American out there? I do.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I feel like, heck, we voted, didn't we?
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Have you ever heard the advice from married people that you should never go to bed angry? Well, if you're disagreeing about your worn-out innerspring mattress, that bed could be a very big problem. And you're not alone. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on how firm their mattress should be. But Mary and I, our answer is a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. With a Sleep Number bed, each side of the mattress can be set to your ideal level for firmness and support. And that's your sleep number. I like to call this dual adjustability. This personalized comfort is a result of the Sleep Number bed's air chamber design, a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort isn't just for couples. If you sleep alone, finding your sleep number will mean more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. And now through Valentine's Day on February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets, plus get a free luxurious dual-weight comforter with the purchase of selected bed sets at $250 value. Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free Truth About Estate Planning seminar, 1 week only, three different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
You're enjoying yourself over there playing that song, but I got to tell you, man, on a personal note, this song knocks it out for me.
I know you said
Dixie Chicks.
Can't you just get over?
Not ready to play nice. You know, like so many other great songs, you can really relate to this song whether you know what it's about or not. Just the whole defiant anthem part of this, you know, all the yahoos who are cursing them and burning the Dixie Chicks albums. Give them the finger at the Grammys.
Yeah, you know, country radio, they're not ready to play nice. Apparently, all the program directors, country stations are saying, we're not playing Chicks, we're not going to start again now.
Idiots.
Listeners are outraged. This is real conservative America, said the director, program director in North Platte, Nebraska.
Go figure. You know, I actually have used this song as inspiration before because I remember what they were going through. I was working at a radio station in Kansas City that had a country station, and I vividly recall all the people coming down to the parking lot so they could trash the artists who a week earlier were their heroes.
They were getting death threats.
Yeah, over all this silliness. So, it's a little lump in my throat. Can you get just hear a little more of it? Thanks, John. That's it. Now, the problem here is that, as I was saying, this song is so good, and it relates with people on so many different levels. My mother-in-law has a friend who's going through a divorce, and this is the song she's playing in her car, looped, okay? It's not about divorce, sweetheart. It's about something different. All right, let me get to some phone calls here. John M., kind enough to join me. We're here today until 10. Jay Marvin, hopefully back tomorrow and feeling a lot better. Here is Laura in Denver. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hello. Earlier in the show, you brought up the fact that your windshield had frozen over very differently this morning.
Yes, that's right. I was curious about the atmospheric conditions that caused this strange phenomenon.
Okay, this is my thoughts, and I think I'm right.
Okay. Now, you wanted to call in and say something else, right?
Well, I had two subjects, but...
Okay, go ahead, then. Let's make it quick.
Okay. The weird gunk, as you called it, is from the chemtrails that they are spraying. Our government is spraying us.
Yep.
With bacterial
viruses. I was actually thinking about that the chemtrails are... No, I'm serious. I think this lady's onto something.
Okay, there's a website called educateyourself.com.
Uh-huh.
It's called educateyourself.com, and you can go in and find out what that is.
Okay, educateyourself.com. And then real quick, why do you think people are so apathetic about the war?
I think people have lost their ambition. I think we have been, we are being poisoned with our air and our food and the chemicals, and we are very toxic. And I see the generation, like from 30, 35 on down, they don't have the energy, they don't have the drive that the older generation has.
Laura, let me interrupt you here real quick here. I commend you for being able to work the contrail angle into both of your comments, and on that basis alone, I'm going to respectfully ask that you hold the line for just a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't hang up, because I do want to talk to you. Here is Elaine in Aurora. You're up on AM 760. Hello.
Hi, Russ and John. I'll make my point really quick. I think that there is a concerted effort by the administration to disconnect us from this war. It's like, tut tut, don't worry your pretty little head. We'll take care of you. We will protect you. All you need to do is go shopping. Please don't watch the TV because that will stress you out too much. And I feel, as a mother of a 17-year-old son, that if people would realize that, you know, their kid might not get to go to MIT like they've planned. If the draft is reinstituted, which I don't see how you can fight three wars simultaneously without that happening, their son or daughter may also have to go fight for their country, and they may also have to put their neck on the line, and they cannot disconnect themselves.
So people will be less apathetic if we have a draft. You're in agreement with that?
I absolutely feel that way.
Yeah, I remember when Brian Williams interviewed Bush in New Orleans or somewhere, and he asked him about sacrifice, and you know, he asked Bush what the American people have sacrificed, and Bush really couldn't think of a decent answer.
I remember that moment. He was like a deer looking into the headlights.
Yeah.
Elaine, thank you for your call. Let's go to Kevin now in Boulder. You're up on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. A couple of things. One is people are afraid of the government, and two, the people that were really against the war got shot in the back by Nancy Pelosi saying that impeachment was off the table. Impeachment.
I am so ashamed that I missed this. I missed that she said that is no longer on the table.
She took that off the table a long time.
You go to Mexico for 4 days and you miss a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are totally afraid. Like myself, I had never had my tax returns audited until I got involved with the Kerry campaign. And the IRS, I phoned in. They did my taxes for me, and you know, through the telephile. And now they're auditing and telling me that I owe them money.
That's no coincidence. You know, the other thing that's weird to me is, I guess I think there is something to what you're saying here. The number of times people have said to me that they want to go protest or they want to get involved with trying to end the war, but they're afraid that they're going to run into trouble with the man. That people are going to write down their license plate number, or they're going to eavesdrop on their phone lines or look in their mail.
Absolutely.
And so I think you're right that there are a lot of people who are reticent about speaking out because they are afraid of our government.
Well, all I can say is I used to get, back during the good old Nixon days, I used to get visits from the FBI once a year. Never stopped me.
Well, I'm as clean as a whistle.
I wasn't.
John Turk, thank you so much for your help today. I'm glad you enjoy the show as much as I do. John,
pleasure having you.
Good seeing you, too.
Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow if Jay is not.
If Jay is not here, until the next time we get to meet. My name is Russ Johnson. Keep it real. Watch your back. I'm over and out on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Adios.
This was my third letter from our bank. Dear Mrs. Jones, you are in default on your mortgage. Your house will now go to foreclosure. I can't read anymore. I was desperate. If you're in this situation like I was and you want to save your house and keep your family together, call National Homeowners Financial. They helped me, and they can help you stop the foreclosure and keep your house so you don't have to move. Besides saving your home, National Homeowners Financial can help you pay off or pay down other creditors and even put some cash in your pocket. So if you haven't made your house payment in 2 to 4 months, don't wait to get the next letter saying you're going to foreclose.
To qualify, you must have at least 25% equity in your home. If you do...